And who cares what happens in America?
Well, we saved your ass in World War II. What do you have to...
Never did, and who asked you out just now?
You piss off, woman.
Don't talk to me like that.
We don't need you anyway, bitch.
God, fuck you! Call me a bitch, you stinky fucker.
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
Madhouse, baby.
Madhouse Radio is back.
Madhouse! One, two, six, motherfucker. Motherfucker, motherfucker.
Okay, yeah, you put it on the other way now. Okay, that was why I had to go over here.
Yeah, okay, good. Hey, everybody, show is start now. Show is start now. Yeah.
Is your clapping coming in all digitized?
The clapping
digitized.
On yours, watch this. I'll fix that. Let's try that again.
No, digitized.
I don't know. I don't hear any digitization. I don't know. I think you broke the microphone or the headset. Something happened. Don't worry about it, Will. It's okay. All right. Can imagine. You know what people sound like when they clap. You've heard the show before. All right, everybody. We're here. We're going to do a show tonight. Yeah. Well, I'm excited.
We got to get that one.
Which one? I don't know what that is. Like a retard saying that?
Mind of Mencia. That guy.
I banned Mencia.
Oh.
He was a jerk to me in the real radio studio. I said, you know what? Fuck you, Carlos Mencia. And he's banned. He is banned. All right, man. We're here.
The war of Carloses.
The Carloses do not get along. Carlis don't mix.
Carlis.
All right, everybody. We're here. Madhouse Radio starting late due to technical issues, but we're here. Damn it. It is me, Carlito. Will's here. And, of course, Milkman is here.
Yay!
Milkman!
What's up? It's getting crazy. Everybody, we're going to have a good show, man.
Yeah, Milkman filling a spirit. Milkman, what are you wearing tonight, man?
I'm wearing my red panties.
Okay. They weren't red when you put them on this morning, but now they are.
No, they weren't. But it's bikini weather, so I'm ready to swim. I'm going to swim right over to the studio right now.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
Bye.
We're going to send him out for some chicken later.
Yeah, go get some fried chicken for us, man. Yeah, man.
Hell yeah, man. I will bring a big old box of yum-yums. Man, this shit is great, man. I'm telling you, man, if you like fried chicken, it's good, man. Deep fried, crispy. Yeah. It's got lemon pepper on it and a real light, thin coating. Oh, man.
Lemon pepper. I've never heard of lemon pepper on chicken before. That is a crazy idea.
No,
you must be out of your mind.
Dude, you cannot believe how good it is. It is a secret, but it's very good. Now you've got it.
Italian dressing powder.
Uh-huh.
That you
powder?
Make, yeah, you know, when you make your own.
The package,
yeah. Put that in your batter with the fried chicken.
That sounds like a good idea.
Good. Or you can just marinate your chicken or your breast overnight in just regular Italian dressing.
Mm-hmm.
And just do a breast up like that without any coating on it, and it just changes the tasting completely. Wonderful.
I'll be coating and marinating Athena's breast tonight, actually.
All right.
Yeah. We need some detailed photography. Excellent.
Sexual topics, everybody. Sexual topics here in Madhouse Radio. We're excited about doing a show.
If it's not food, it's sex.
Oh, yeah, that's not connected. I'm sorry, dude. I apologize.
And if it's not sex, it's bullshit.
Yeah.
Something for everybody. I got tons of AAAs at home.
Yeah, what? No, it's not that. Excuse me. It's the toggle is missing. The USB toggle.
I had to clone you on that one.
Yes, that was actually very good. Very good clone. We should get a replay on that, but I'm too lazy to do that right now. There we go. There's your replay. All right, folks. We're going to do a show. Milkman, what's the story right now? We got a conference going on tonight about anti-abortionists or something like that?
Yeah, man. A religious knucklehead conference. And Nunu has spearheaded it and done some early work for us.
Wow.
So they're looking at teasing a bunch of wackos and getting them all pissed off. And we're open to suggestions, and we're going to bother everybody over at that conference.
Yeah, so there's an
let them know the Madhouse cares.
There's an anti-abortionist conference. Can someone post a link to that in the chat room, at least, so everybody knows what we're talking about here?
I'm anti-pro-life.
Please post the link.
How are you anti-pro-life? What would that be? You're just like, whatever.
I hope they die.
But
that's it.
You hope they die in childbirth or just that?
Yeah.
Die in childbirth, babies. All right. Well, that's Will's opinion. He's for not for abortion, but hopefully they die in you know, on the way out. You know, what is that when babies are born with blue heads? You know how that you know what is that called?
My question is, if it's born with no oxygen,
man,
it's then, called Smurfy Werfy.
That's a you know what I'm saying. You got no life there. It's not an abortion, so that's your way out.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Suffocate it on the way of birth, right there.
Yeah, sounds like someone lucked out, you know, on child support payments, what it sounds like. Anyway, let's talk about some news stuff real quick. Anyway, God damn it, Jonathan keeps calling in. Jonathan, don't call in now. I had to shut the toll-free line off. Jonathan, we don't take calls as early. You know that, man. Jonathan Jones, toll-free number, already blowing up our spot. I suspend that. Jonathan, you can calm call in.
Calm your ass down, yeah. Jonathan.
Calm your ass down. Jonathan, calm your ass down. All right, if you want to reach us here real quick, let's shoot this out.
Calm down.
Madhouse, AOL Instant Messenger users, Madhouse Radio. AOL Instant Messenger users, Madhouse Radio. Yahoo Messenger is Madhouse Radio Online. And MSN Messenger is madhouselive@hotmail.com. And the toll-free line is not open yet, Jonathan, but it's 888-278-8509. Or just ask Jonathan. He'll give you the number. The most important thing is to go to madhouselive.com, madhouselive.com, and that's where you get all that information right there.
TalkShoe.
TalkShoe.com, that's right.
Yep, we automatic podcast there.
That's right. I was going to say, we are broadcasting live now on TalkShoe.com, of course. TalkShoe.com.
It looks like I was the only one there.
Will's the only person there. All right, TalkShoe, woo! TalkShoe.com. Yeah, I'm not even recording it here. Let's record it now. So Will can get this recorded here. I'll make my $5 for the week.
Yeah.
Recorded live.
They're still okay. Sending you checks?
I think I got one left. This will be my last pay. Then fuck TalkShoe. I'm not going to do a show anymore. They're not paying me. Unless I get 100 listeners, I think. Let me turn this music down here real quick. All right. And also, of course, we're on Prank Call Underground Radio, PCURadio.com. That's the one, Milkman. Very good.
And if anybody wants to relay the stream, you're more than welcome to.
Sure, yeah, I don't
everywhere,
care.
Everywhere, broadcast it in the
but
Philippines.
Contact us first.
Well, let us know so we can give you, you know,
your
props.
Secret access code.
Yeah. We would like to give you props first, but yeah, you know, let us know. And, of course, we're on none other than, and technical difficulties kept us offline on it, but the new mouth stream, 98.6 The Mouth.
98.6. Yeah. 98.6
And if you type that in on Google, we're the first ones to show up. 98.6 The Mouth.
We are?
Yes.
Well, hell yeah.
You type in 98.6 The Mouth, we're the very first site that comes up.
Well, hell yeah, man. Eliminating the other mouths out there is Madhouse Radio. Awesome.
I was trying to plan something, like tell them some people were going to call and say, I want to set up a meeting with you, you know, at 7 o'clock in, you know, California time or something like that. Yeah. Mess with them. Make it look legit, but then it shows Madhouse Live as the first radio show.
Well, really?
Yeah. Yeah. They go to look it up, like, what's this radio station?
Nope. Sorry. I'm going to make a fake 98.6amount.com
website.
To get people. Yeah, because I'll tell them prank calls. Yeah, we're at 98.6amount.com.
You know, check it you out. Get a subdomain from your website hosting. And then buy just the domain for 98.6 The Mouth, and then redirect it to your subdomain.
Well, I can't give out the plan because someone else will do it. Let me be quiet about it. But I'm going to do it next week. I'm getting the domain, and there will really be a 98.6 The Mouth. Oh, yeah. So okay, Milkman. So there is sad news. Next week there will not be a live show because I'm going to actually, it's going to be, number one, my birthday.
Yay.
What? All right. It's going to be a wank fest.
Yeah, Will's going to be here with me. We're going to wank it. What's your birthday, Will?
Right hand man or left hand man?
January 23rd.
I use both hands.
February 1-2-3.
Oh, okay.
12-3 or one January 23rd? Okay.
Yeah. I prefer help. 0-1-2-3. I don't have any.
And Milkman's birthday is in May. When's your birthday, man? In like November or something like that? Milkman?
My birthday is.
He has to think about it.
Actually, June 29th.
Excuse me. Hey, oh, Milkman, when is our one-year anniversary? That's July what? The 7th? When's our anniversary?
1 year.
Our two-year anniversary, that's what I said. When's our anniversary coming up?
Dude, it's like, aren't we almost on our third year?
No, we're going to be hitting the second-year anniversary in July. I don't know what day. We need to do a special show. That's going to be
after July, then we're in our third year, clown. That's what I'm getting at.
Well, yeah, but it's a second anniversary. We got to do a special show. One. Yeah, I'm going to actually go through the archives. I'm going to
be in our third year. Exactly.
We're going to do a best-of.
A big celebration.
We're going to do a live best-of. We'll do pranks, but we're actually going to...
with a best-of. Let's just go crazy and cut clips.
Yeah, we're going to play clips, and we'll do some live stuff, you know, but we're going to have a good time with that show.
Of course.
We'll invite all our friends to, you know, come back. We'll have Big Andy call in, because he actually was in the second season a little bit, and we'll have, maybe I'll let KDK call in.
Oh, cool. Get him in on his CB and have him check in on Channel 19. It'd be great to hear him. Go ahead. Come Big Andy here.
Isn't Channel 19 the police channel?
850.
Man,
that's the big truckers channel.
Oh, okay. Breaker 19. Yeah, that's what you said.
What state is that? Meet me up at the pickle park.
I think it's everywhere. I know on I-4 they use Breaker 19. That's all I remember. My dad bought like this CB radio, and we go and harass people.
No, channel 9 bomb. Is the emergency channel. That's for the police.
Which one is it?
Channel 9.
Okay. Yeah, my dad said never talk on Channel 9, you bastard, like that. He said, don't ever pick up the CB and talk on Channel 9, you bastard. They will trace you. They can't. Could they trace you? They can't trace you on a CB radio.
No, it's almost impossible.
You have to track it down with power.
It can be
levels.
Done, yeah. But it's very hard.
You'd have the FCC involved and all that shit. All right, cool. Well, let's.
Nah. It can be done just by other radio operators, but I'm telling you, with a mobile, it'd be very hard.
Yeah.
I just got 8 Aussie Fest tickets.
Aussie Fest is still, they still do that?
It's free this year.
Oh, that's crap. That's like SeaWorld. You get there for free if you want.
Man, I heard Lollapalooza is going to be playing this summer in August.
In Chicago, isn't it this year? Or what's going on? I think
it's
going to be in Chicago.
And exactly. In Chicago, and they're going to have like this interactive thing to like, you register your phone with and get SMS messages and go around and find these different prizes and blah, blah, blah. I don't know, some kind of weird shit.
That sounds like a waste of time and money, but all right. If you want to spend $500 to stand in the oppressive heat in August in Chicago and get mugged.
Hey, I got to go see it back in 96, back when it was still pretty cool and I was really fucked up.
Yeah, that's how you do it, man. Yeah, Milkman.
I need to borrow Jonathan's bus, though.
Milkman doing roofies. We gotta get the party bus, man. That's
Jonathan's
what we gotta do.
Party bus.
The 1 year anniversary, we should get some like satellite internet and do the show on the bus, on Jonathan's bus, and we'll drive around Florida doing the show live.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah.
We don't have to satellite.
Send me some Mesky.
No? What
and
we do?
Let's 3G. Get crazy.
3G. The 3G cell phone shit. I don't know. Well, or maybe we'll have the Madhouse Mobile Mercedes like we were talking about. Anyway, so hey.
Dude, let me go around the island, man, and I'll go around putting people on the show, man. And I'll tune in the talk show, man, and listen to it.
You're going to get shot. That's what's going to happen. Excuse me. All right.
I know, man.
All right, so check it out.
What you doing, Matt? Oh.
Let's move on here. So, do we have numbers to prank call? I mean, are we even doing prank calls tonight? What's the story?
I'm gonna work on
Nunu
a couple.
Nunu is sending information right now. Are you receiving any of this?
Yes, I'm getting Nunu's info. Nunu, hang tight. We'll call those soon. Okay. I know you have to go to sleep soon because it's like 9 o'clock in the morning in the UK or something.
Well, and part of the deal is they just got done with a program, so a lot of these idiots will probably go back to their room, so now would be a time to like start, you know, prompting and finding out anybody that would welcome the kindness of the Madhouse.
Yeah, that would be the time. All right, let's do some news items here real quick while we get our numbers all straight up. Madhouse Radio News, MadhouseLiveNews.com. It's about fucking time, Jim. Yeah, Big Jim is on.
Oh, I thought you said Jim.
No, not him. Or her. All right, so we got a news story that Milkman sent in. I thought this is the funniest one I saw in the last 5 days. A train.
Oh my god.
A train defecator.
What's this guy's name? Announce it.
His name is Let's.
You gotta do the announcement.
All right, this guy's name is.
Thank you.
Is Bonnie B O N N E Eberendu, and he was defecating on trains. Get this, Will. This guy kind of looks like Will. I'm kidding. Will.
Oh.
To purge himself.
Oh my god! Will's actually a handsome guy.
He was shitting him. He was shitting on the train in order to purge himself of inner voices urging him to stab women and children. And this was in England. He actually a 36-year-old man who smeared his own excrement inside train carriages. And he's now detained indefinitely in a secure, mind you, secure mental hospital, not an insecure one. So apparently he was pooping on the train.
I'm gonna kill you! Oh wait!
getting. Oh, I feel much. I don't feel like killing women now. Yeah. So that sounds like a. That sounds like the old fake defense there. If you ask me, I don't think shitting is going to make me not want to kill somebody. If so, maybe OJ was just constipated. Maybe that explains it all right there.
What's more interesting than finger paint?
Poopy paint.
Poopy paint.
That's right.
Stinky fingers and poopy paint.
And I have sad news. Will, do you remember?
Yes.
Do you remember Mr. Wizard?
Yes. Oh, I used to love that show.
Well, I got bad news for you, my friend.
Did he die?
Mr. Wizard has died. Mr. Wizard, 89 years old, died yesterday.
Aww.
Yep. Don Herbert. That was his name, Don Herbert.
Man.
What a stupid name, Don Herbert. Yeah, and he was doing that since the 50s, man. You know, he started doing the Mr. Wizard show in 1951.
Man, I can remember, like, seeing black and white episodes before.
I didn't know. I just thought he was on Nickelodeon in the 80s, but apparently he wasn't, you know?
He was, like, in the 60s and 70s, because, like, I can remember that shit.
Wow. Yeah, so
that was like, you know, that was a big time then, man.
Yeah, so
I was like in my 50s then.
Yeah, well, you know, I was around when Nickelodeon first got hot, and that's what happened. So, yeah, he died, looks like either 2 days ago or yesterday, I don't know. I also wanted to let everybody know, we talked about this last week. Tomorrow, be sure to set your VCR, your DVR, or just be sure to be around for the last episode of The Price is Right with none other than Bob Barker. That will be on tomorrow. Show your support for
Bob the Pimp Barker.
He is the man. He is the man. The biggest pimp out there. Like I said last week, there are people.
That is the Mac Pimp Daddy of all time.
And you've got Mr. Rogers, number one, Cobra Commander, number two, and then Bob Barker was number three with me growing up. That's how it was, man. So there you go.
I'm doing some pre-calls over here.
Good deal.
Calm down.
All right. Well, Will's confirming some calls, and that's it. And I wanted to mention here, I saw a story that there's this. Will, have you ever tried cheese heroin before, man?
What the hell are you talking about? Cheese heroin?
Police have confiscated cheese heroin. Apparently in Dallas, 21 teenagers have died in the last 2 years doing cheese heroin, which is a blend of Mexican tar heroin and over-the-counter medications, including antihistamine, diphenhydramine. Basically, they're grinding up Tylenol PM and Mexican black tar heroin, and they're dying doing it. So
they're adding it to Swiss Amish cheese.
And it smells bad. Why would you want to do that? I don't know, but there you go, folks. Kids, don't do cheese heroin. Just do regular heroin. Leave the cheese heroin.
Now you know why they call him Cheese Boy.
That's why, because he sells cheese heroin. That's it. And we're gonna play a quick bit here. I thought this was hilarious, everybody. This will be about 2 minutes.
Oh, wait a minute. Before we get away from the cheese heroin story.
Go ahead.
Do you realize that there is a Madhouse birthday coming up?
No. Carlito's birthday. All right. Yeah.
Next Saturday is Jonathan's birthday.
No kidding. Well, that's good. Well, this one here is going to go out to Jonathan, and we're going to start doing some prank calls in a moment. We're going to call that conference.
Jonathan's going to be a big 59.
59. Good for him, man.
What's up with all the old people on this show?
I don't know. Milkman.
Dude, I'm only 87.
Nunu
is
you
77.
Sound 87.
That guy likes to lie. He likes to pretend like he's older, but he's only 77.
Yeah, he's got a lot
watch
of excuses.
That old codger. All right. Young whippersnapper.
All right, Milkman, listen to this. Everybody listen to this here. This is about 2.5 minutes long. I hope you enjoy this. Any second now. Here we go.
Thanks for calling Autoerotica, number one in automated phone sex. Please say the name of the person you'd like to speak with.
Brandy.
I think you said Brandy. If this is correct, press 1.
Hi, this is Brandy. Please state your name.
Murray.
Hello, Murray. What are you wearing?
Jeans and a t-shirt.
I think you said jeans and a t-shirt. Is that right?
Yes.
That's hot. What would you like me to do to you?
Why don't you go down on me?
I think you said go down on you. Is that right?
Yeah.
I'm going down on you. Oh, wow. You are really stiff. Does it feel good to you?
Yes. Suck it.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Does it feel good to you?
Yes. Stroke it.
I'm stroking it. Holy cow. You are really hard. Would you mind if my friend joins in?
No, not at all.
Great. Press 1 for Crystal. Press 2 for Yolanda. Press 3 for Jamie.
day. I'm Jamie. Thanks for letting me in on the fun. What do you want me to do to you?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. No, Jamie. Put Brandy back on the line. Get rid of Jamie.
I'm pretty sure you said get rid of Brandy.
No.
Goodbye.
What do you want me to do to you?
No, end this call.
I'm pretty sure you said play with my balls.
What?
I'm playing with your balls.
Oh, God. This is pissing me off.
I'm pretty sure you said fist me while whacking off. Is that right?
No.
I'm fisting you.
Oh.
And I'm whacking off.
Oh, God, come on. Just put Brandy back on the line.
I'm pretty sure you said put Randy on the line.
Hi, this is Randy.
Hi, Randy.
Hi, Jamie. Where should I penetrate Murray?
Oh, this is ridiculous.
I'm pretty sure you said pearl necklace. Is that right?
What are you talking about? I don't even know what that is.
A text message has just been sent to Murray's cell phone.
Oh, God. That's it. I'm done. Hello?
This is Randy.
And Jamie.
Would you like us to finish on your chest?
No!
Hells yeah.
Hot damn, we just finished on your chest.
Oh, God!
Pearl necklace complete.
Pearl necklace complete.
I like that. Pearl necklace complete. I hope you all enjoyed that. That was...
Oh, that was nice.
That's from the website stuckyandmurray.com. I thought that delved into our genre of prank call comedy stuff, so there you go. Enjoy that. Hope you enjoyed that.
I think he was calling the Saigon number.
I think so. I think that was Saigon's phone line right there. His personal phone line that he was...
Yeah, it was.
He was doing. Yeah, so...
Him and Mike Honey.
Mike Honey.
I'm sure you said, let Mike Honey stick his fist in my backside.
Yeah, you know, no one knows what you're talking about, but hey, whatever you say, bro. Whatever you say.
That's all right.
I know. You guys, you know...
It just keeps you wondering, doesn't it? Around, listen for
inside
more clues.
Inside stuff. You'll understand one day. I need another beer. Well, did you put the beer away? Oh, yeah, you got it right there. Hook me up with a beer real quick, if you don't mind. Thank you. All right, so we got numbers ready here. Let me go in the chat room and find out.
Well, bring me a Newcastle's, please. I like a Newcastle.
Yeah, we'll throw it right at you there. Don't worry. All right, let me...
We only got Sammy's.
The man.
We only got Miller Lite here, dude.
I know.
No, I wish you had Sam Adams. I should have bought some
tea
Sam
is
Adams.
Better than that. I could
always
some
a good
tea.
Choice.
Always a good choice, Sam Adams. Okay, where is the chat room here? There we go. I got so much crap open. There we go. Okay. Oh, damn. Hey, Lonesome Loser's back? Hey, Red Dawn 84. Is that Lonesome Loser?
Yes.
Right, we're Lonesome Loser's back in the house. All right, Lonesome Loser.
Yeah.
Hey. All right, man. What's up, brother? Hey. Okay, good, man. We got Lonesome Loser in the house, too. We got Nunu in the house sending in the information. We got the different names of all the conventioners here. So I'm going to pull it up here in a moment. I'm going
to
click
and
yes.
We need to call them because they're going to be going to bed. They're church people. They may already be in bed praying, saying their prayers. And
they're in Kansas City. What is the time zone in Kansas City? Are they an hour or ahead or 2 hours ahead of us? Do you know any idea?
They're 2 hours or 2 hours behind.
2 hours behind us. That's what I meant to say. Okay, so it is now 9:54. Yeah, we better hurry up and call these bastards. So they're in Kansas City, and they're at the Bringing Life to the Heart of America, I don't know, a bunch of crap. They're in the Hyatt Regency here, apparently, and wow, the damn thing is sold
Dude,
out.
This is high dollar.
Wow. Who's the keynote speaker? Anyone special? Anyone I know? You know, Billy Graham's wife died today.
And there's 40 floors of these religiocrats.
Well, good. Well, it's about time we hit them up. All right, so let me get some musicians.
People who spoke today, Wesley Smith, Wanda Franz.
Oh, Wanda. Yeah, good
people. Honorable Phil Klein.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't know.
Reverend Dennis Day.
I have no idea who these people are, man, but I'm sure they're hilarious to talk to. So who do you suggest?
Who gives a fuck? Let's just call them.
Who do you suggest I talk to first? Any suggestions here, or just pretty much at random?
Well, let's see how you want to open up. If we want to get down to some meat, let's call the Reverend.
The Reverend, okay. All right, so
Reverend Dennis Day, and you could maybe like kind of like a Catholic guy.
Okay.
Maybe like your Father O'Malley.
Father McQuarters will call in. All right, so we're going to call the Reverend Dennis Day.
Father McQuarters.
Okay, Nunu says they should be returning to the rooms right now, so this is probably a good time. And we get the different people. All right, so we'll call the hotel first, and this is what we usually do for these conferences.
Hurry, they're already in their pajamas.
Well, it's time to wake them up, bastards. All right, well, let's do this. It's time to...
Oh, wait a minute. We got a confirmation. They're only 1 hour behind us.
Oh, hell. Oh, man, it's late. Oh, it's almost 11. All right, it's almost bedtime. They're doing their prayers now, so let's get that on. All right, everybody.
They're banging their heads. Yeah.
They're banging their heads.
Ring, ring, ring.
Ding. Ding. Right back in a moment. The first prank of the night, folks.
Hello, my son. May you transfer me over to someone, please? I need to speak with Mr. Dennis, please.
Dennis?
Yes, Mr. Day. Dennis Day. Thank you. Where's that beer, Will?
The Hyatt Regency guest you have called is unavailable. You may leave a private recorded message at the tone, or press 0, and the Hyatt Regency operator will assist you. I start your message now.
Well, I am hitting 0, you fuck. Hang on. Let's redial. We're going to call someone else instead. Hang on, everybody.
Dude, you didn't say that in the recording, did you?
Break him.
Oh, God, I was not...
No.
Lord in heaven of all the pranksters.
I didn't do that.
Let us pray that Cordero did not let the kitty out of the bag. And Dr. Angela Lamfanchi, a breast surgeon and co-founder of the breast cancer, does need a call. And I need to follow her breast. I mean, check for lumps.
All right. I'm calling Wanda Franz now. She's a PhD. Oh, boy.
Any second now, they'll answer. All right, I'm going to give him 3 more rings. That counts as 1. Last one. I'm about to call him back later. Hang on.
All right, so instead, I'm going to have to call one of our Lonesome Losers number here while we let that stew a little bit. Because they are not answering at the front desk yet, so we're going to call. Let's see what Lonesome Loser has sent in here yet. Let's find out here. All right, Lonesome Loser, here we go. All right, we've got Al Capone's Hideaway and Steakhouse. Wow. Noah's Ark. All right. Donkey Inn. Let's call the Donkey Inn. This is in Palatine, Illinois. Donkey Inn.
Donkey Inn.
I really want to eat in the Donkey Inn. Hang on.
Oh, boy. That's all I need in is a donkey dick. Holy shit. I would just retire right now.
Donkey show.
Yo, this is Ray. What you gonna do when shit hits the fan? Are you gonna stand and fight like a man? Will you be as hard as you say you are? Are you gonna run and go get your body gone? What you gonna do when shit hits the fan?
Good evening, Donkey Inn.
Yo, what's up? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is it Donkey Inn?
Yes.
What's going on?
Who do you need to talk to?
What's your relation to donkeys? Well, shit. Well, that's just wrong. Fucking God.
Ooh.
All right.
Too direct to the kill, man.
I'm just telling you, man. She's just like, why? That's a good question. What's your relation to donkeys? Why, you know? It's a legitimate question.
Yeah, but if you just open up with the most obvious.
I did not open. What are you?
These people need to be stroked. Enter your destination. Need your backside
rubbed. Yeah, like you would know. All right, we're going to call Mr. Miyagi's Steak and Lobster. Hang on.
Good evening, Mr. Miyagi's Steak and Lobster. This is Chrissy. How may I help you?
Hey, sir. How you doing?
Hello?
Hello, sir. How are you?
Sir?
Yes, sir.
No, this is ma'am.
You said your name is Chris.
Yeah, Chrissy.
That's a man's name.
No.
That's a man. You got a man's name.
Chrissy is not a man's name.
You have a penis, don't you?
I what?
You have... No, I'm not going to say because you'll hang up on me. Is Mr. Miyagi there?
He is not. May I take a message?
Well, I have a few questions about waxing on, waxing off, and all that kind of stuff.
What?
Waxing on, waxing off. Is there a man I can talk to? I really don't like talking to women.
Sure, hang on.
All right.
Boy, she's not happy about that.
Man, panties in a bunch.
Yeah, hang on.
Let me tuck my Peter back between my legs and to my gay.
Milkman, be quiet. Hey, how you doing, sir?
Just fine.
What's that guy's problem?
I don't know. What's up?
I don't know. He's like, I'm not a man, I'm not a man, I'm a woman. Come on, his name's Chris.
Okay, what can I do for you?
Well, I was wanting to talk to Mr. Miyagi.
He's not in right now. Can I take a message?
Is it really Mr. Miyagi who works there?
No, he's not. His name is Mr. Yun.
No, why does his name is...
Calls him Mr. Miyagi.
You call him Mr. Miyagi?
Mm-hmm.
Is he Japanese?
Oriental.
Oriental?
Mm-hmm.
That's a kind of a racist term, you know. You're supposed to say Asian. You're supposed to say Asian, sir. Asian. You know what Oriental really means? This is going to be the worst show of the year. We had one of the best shows last week. You know why? Because Will wasn't here.
Oh, fuck
you. Yeah. All right. So what do we do next, then? We got the... Quinny.
Please enter your destination number now.
All right.
Let's call back to the hotel.
All right, we'll try the hotel again. Hello.
Well, then you're fat.
And they don't even want to talk now. They're straight up just ignoring me now. They picked up the phone, I heard talking in the background, and that's it. I don't think they're going to play a new man. I'm trying. I'm going to give them a little bit longer. We'll call someone else instead. I don't know, Will. I don't know. What do you got over there? We got Madame Cleo's Massage Parlor and Escort Service in Canada? Wow. And you got two people named Penis. Compton, California and Glendale,
Compton.
California.
I'm like, Compton? Wow.
Helen Penister. I guess that's Penister? Helen Penister in Compton, California. All right. All right, all right, all right. We got the Ding-a-ling Supper Club. Let me give them a call here real quick. The Ding-a-ling Supper Club. Hang on, folks.
You eat penis?
Ding-a-ling.
Hey, is this the Ding-a-ling?
Yeah.
Yeah. My Ding-a-ling, my Ding-a-ling. I want you to play with my Ding-a-ling.
Okay, what's up?
You gonna play with the Ding-a-ling?
What's up?
You can ring my bell.
Listen,
what's up? Ring my bell, I said. I want you to ring my bell, sir.
Sorry.
Can you say ding-a-ling again? Oh, man, I'm going to call him back.
Please enter your destination number now.
Ding-a-ling.
I don't know when they let black people start wearing suits.
I don't know how you can figure out how to dial a phone. What is your problem here?
It's called speed dial.
Do you have something you want to tell me?
Ding-a-ling. I want you to say ding-a-ling.
Why should I do that? I said it once already.
Because it's kind of hot. Can you say penis?
Where are you at?
I can't tell you that. I'm not authorized to tell
you
that.
Fuck you.
Sir. Fuck you. Hey, you don't want to mess with me, sir. You hear that? Police sirens. I'm from the ghetto.
Ooh, you're making me hot.
I think he's gone. He said the F word to me, Will. What should I do about that?
Please enter your destination number now.
I'm going to do that right now.
That right there should turn you on.
Maybe
wanking.
Yo.
Hey, I figured out how to dial the phone again.
Well, that's really nice.
Ain't that amazing?
Is there something you want to say to me or what?
Ding-a-ling.
Well, that's kind of nice.
You ding-a-ling. Hey, who writes your checks over there?
Who cares?
I do. I'm asking, right? Stupid. I can't believe you know how to pick up the phone. I think they're listening to us in the background. You heard them? Yeah. Hey. I can hit buttons, too. See? You're so stupid you can't dial the phone. Who's stupid now? Huh? You dumb horse's ass. Who Ding-a-ling.
Who are you?
This is Ding-a-ling Restaurant. How can I help you? Let's see if it picks back up. Hang on.
This is Richard.
I think he's gone. I'm going to call him back. Hang on.
Now.
There, I only gave myself a partial applause on that one, Milkman. That was okay. We still don't We don't have any breakthrough prank calls tonight, Will. What's going on, man? We got okay calls. Okay prank calls, you know? Okay prank calls. What's this? Just say what's up, Doc. Is that the name of the place?
Man, when we start this early rating thing, man, it comes like stage fright. You just go on, you let it happen, laugh, fuck it.
I think it's a lack of THC. That's sad. I can't function without that. Yeah, well, you know.
What the hell is any darn good then, man? Your connection's down there. Shit, my damn it. I'm not high.
No, I'm just trying to slow down and, yeah, and stuff like that. I got family coming in out of town. I wanted to, you know, not have that around.
Oh, but bringing good shit so you don't want to get burnt out. Yeah, Bobby.
Okay, Milkman is really creeping me out tonight, man. He's really being weird. All right, so we called the Donkey Inn. We've called the Mr. Miyagi Steak and Lobster. We called Ding-a-ling. We got Goofies. Goofies? Nah, I don't know about Goofies. let me call one of Will's. Excuse me, one of Will's numbers here. We're gonna
easy there.
Who? We were gonna call Helen Penister or Penister. Did she answer? She did answer. Do you think it's Penister or Penister? Right? It's gonna be Penister, right?
Penis 10.
Penis 10? that's the other one, man. There's two. Penis 10.
You're 10 inches or what?
Penis 10. Damn, man. That's us. JJ Penis. JJ Penis 10. Yeah. Look at my 10 penis. All right. We'll call JJ Penis 10 next, everybody. And then we'll call Helen Penis 10. One of these has to work. Here it is.
Good evening.
Hey, good evening.
Yes.
Hey, is Mr. Penis 10 there?
Yes.
Can I speak to him? Or is this him?
What?
Is this Mr. Penis 10?
Yes.
This is Mr. Penis 10.
I said yes.
You're a mister?
Well, I'm not a kid.
Okay. So explain to me why you have such a high-pitched voice.
I beg your pardon?
Why do you have such a high-pitched voice for a ma'am? A man?
I don't.
You don't?
I don't.
This is your normal voice?
Well, I was born with it.
Oh, my goodness. And you're like 20-something?
What is all this about?
Oh, I like the name Peniston.
Huh?
I like the name Peniston.
Good night.
Where does that come from? Is that Polish? Damn. I just don't have the juice tonight, man. Just don't have the juice tonight, man.
Please enter your destination number now.
I'll do that. Hang on. Here comes Mr. Penister. You know, I think I agree with Will. We need some new music on the show.
Hello?
Hi, what's up, Mr. Penister?
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Mr. Penister?
Yeah.
Oh, Penister. Hello. Is there a Mr. Penister in your life? Hello. Penister. Helen. Helly. Hell. Hey.
Please enter your destination number now.
Let me try her again. Hey, you have a disgusting name, Helen. And you should be ashamed of yourself. Ma'am, can't you tell I'm trying to agitate you into a humorous conversation over the phone? Hello? Did I use too many syllables for you? And why is a white woman living in Compton?
Please enter the destination number
now. Okay, tough crowd tonight, man.
Hey, Jonathan's going to bed. It's
Jonathan
4 o'clock over his town. He wants to call in before it gets too late.
All right.
I'll call later.
Let me open the toll-free line here so Jonathan and anybody else can call in because we're sure.
We're open the toll-free line. We got our hole open.
Yeah, we're doing a really bad job on our own, so let us try to see if anybody else can uplift our spirits here and do something with the show here. All right, the toll-free line is now open if you want to call us. Dark Chocolate, 888-278-8509. Is that a business or a person named Dark Chocolate?
Person.
A person named Dark Chocolate. All right, man. That's cool. Sexual chocolate. All right. You or Jonathan can call in now. The toll-free line again, where you can join us here live tonight on the air in front of hundreds, yeah, is 888-278-8509. That reminds me, the newest podcast episode has been created. It's been edited. It will be uploaded tonight to the website and will be up available on the podcast no later than 8 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow morning, I assume.
Yeah.
I assume that's Jonathan, and it is.
Hi, Jonathan. Happy 25th birthday.
Yeah, what's up?
What's going on, Jonathan?
Not much.
Yeah, good to talk to you, man.
Good talking to you.
Yeah. What's your cell provider? Who you got, Singular or the new AT&T?
I got Alltel.
Ooh, that's a Jacksonville thing. Alltel
on you. Yeah, I just use the cell phone service, and I got Skype, too.
Whoa, Skype, big guy. You got the free Skype? Did you pay for the annual, whatever?
Skype.
Yeah, I got Skype Unlimited.
Skype, what's that, 20 bucks a year or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right. Good deal. Yeah, the show tonight's kind of, you know, we're trying, though.
Skype is. Get it right.
Yeah, all right, that's true.
Yeah, well, you know, we do what we can. We do what we can, man. Any suggestions that we could do here to spice things up? Throw a few peppers in the gumbo, you know what I mean?
You can always call Cheese Boy and do a prank with the cheese heroin.
That's right. Hey, are you still, you're Can-Can, right?
Yeah, but my internet just shut itself down.
We gotta talk about this. Let me get this right. He put timers on his router, right, Jonathan?
Yep.
What's that?
Were you here for this last week, Will?
Yeah, I was listening on my phone.
All right, you got a phone here once. Okay, so I want to explain this to you, Jonathan. Let me understand it. You have two routers at your house, right?
Yeah, the main cable modem and the wireless router for our laptops.
Okay, so you only have... Okay, you got one router, one modem then, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and you have your router on a timer?
Yeah.
Okay, so what...
It doesn't have a... You can't turn it on and off or manually because it doesn't have a manual switch.
Okay, so what time do you tend to have it... You have it shut off at midnight every night?
Shuts off around 11:30.
Around 11:30, it shuts off. And the reason for that is because it gets too hot?
Yeah, and it doesn't work right when it's been on 24/7.
Okay, so you have it... You have like a, what do you have, like a, like the old lamp timer that you, you know, that you can connect to a lamp to make things shut up when you're on vacation, that kind of thing?
Yeah, it's one of those heavy duty timers.
Okay. Got a clapper, clap on.
You should get a clapper, man. Yeah, I gotta just clap on. Yeah, that would suck though, because you hear our show and we start playing applause and then start going in and out. Jonathan, I'm concerned. Yeah. Honestly, that's the first time I've heard of anybody having that problem with their router that they had to put a timer on it.
Most people just replace it.
That was my dad's idea.
It's your dad's idea.
Yeah, he's a cheese boy.
He's another cheese boy.
I have a fan on mine. That's what I did.
How old is that router?
That's about a year old.
Oh, man, well, that's like brand new. Is it a Linksys?
Yeah, the main one is, I can't remember. The wireless
put a fan on it, Jonathan.
You got to put a fan on it, is what Milkman said. Get a nice fan, a $10 fan at the dollar store, or you get yourself ten $1 fans at the dollar store, and you put them all around the router, and then you have those come on every hour on the timer, and you get your internet all the time. You can listen to Matt House. You know, hey, wait a minute, why don't you get on TalkShoe, man? Right, Will?
Yeah.
You can listen to the show.
Definitely.
You can listen to the show on your phone, man.
I can.
Yeah. TalkShoe.com, man. You can listen to our show now live on your cell phone.
And it's in real time.
And it's free. It's actually faster than the streams are. You actually hear it a lot quicker.
Yeah, I got to get the internet and put it on my cell phone.
No, that's it's free.
No, not
no.
internet.
No.
Just you call in.
You call a number. Not toll
like
free.
It's like a chat room almost.
Yeah,
it's one way. Well, it's two way.
Yeah, it's like a conference. It's like a conference call. Yeah, but we broadcast the show on the conference call.
Can y'all give me that number?
No, you have to register on TalkShoe.com.
Or go to, you know what, you go to MadHouseLive.com.
Oh, that's right.
And then you'll see a link there that says TalkShoe. You click on the link, and I put all the instructions up there on how you do it.
Okay.
Yeah, do it, man, because, hell, we're trying to get some money. You know, if you going on there helps us out. It keeps us in business. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You want to stay in the line while I call Cheese Boy?
Yeah.
All right, hang on. You hung on. We're going to do a prank call with Jonathan. I know you can't say anything. Explain to everybody who, real quick, what is this cheese boy thing? Now, he's like, he's a guy who works with you, and he's a real jerk, right?
Yeah, this is a little silly, but he likes to play with cheese, too.
Oh, he likes playing with cheese now?
Yeah.
How? Does he make, like, little cheese cars, and he goes, meh, meh, stuff like that, or?
Lovely, play with your cheese, baby.
It's too funny to explain, but yeah, it's something like that.
Oh my gosh. And
I'm bottling my cheese now.
He's the guy that fixes your buses?
Yeah, he's a general shop foreman. He's in charge of the whole shop.
Oh, okay. He's in charge of the whole shop. God. That's a job right there, huh? Just working for the county, fixing school buses all day. All right, man.
Do you have a cell number?
I got the number. You sent it to me last week. I still have it here in front of me, so I'm going to actually call that now, all right?
All right.
All right, don't go anywhere, and Jonathan's going to stay on the line. He's going to behave, right? You're going to behave?
Yeah, I'll actually mute the mic while you do the call.
Good. You're a smart guy. Look at that, see? All right, hang on, everybody. Here comes Jonathan. Well, not Jonathan, but here comes Cheese Boy and Carlito and a prank call.
Please check with your phone company on how to temporarily unblock your caller ID.
Please enter your destination
Oh, shit,
number.
Man.
Now.
You gotta use the,
What? Oh, the Spooftel.
Spooftel.
Oh, crap. I don't know where that is right now.
I got it.
You got an email? I got
it. It sounds like
too.
Shit.
Yeah, well, no, you can make the call.
You got the caller ID.
Yeah, you can call. Yeah, you can do the caller ID. It's just, it sounds like shit when you record it, but we don't need to record it. Jonathan, you're still there, right?
Yeah.
All right, hang on. He doesn't accept block calls, so we're gonna act like he's... Do you not online anymore? You can't send me a number? Or, like, could you... No, that wouldn't work. Never mind. Hang on, Jonathan. I'm going to try that again.
Local number.
And we'll just use the area code. It'll work. Hang on, folks. Here comes that. We're going to try that again. Hey there, Jonathan.
Please enter your password.
My password? I don't have a password, do I?
Please enter your password.
I don't know. I dialed the number and it said enter your password.
Please
Jonathan,
enter your password.
I'm sure I got it. Nope. Jonathan, I don't think it's...
entry, please re-enter your password.
We're at his voicemail is what the problem is. We're at his voicemail. Yeah, he's not picking up, Jonathan, man.
Can we do
please
a different
enter your
call?
Password.
Can we do what?
Can we do a different call?
Yeah, sure. All right, hang on. Let me call. Let me see what
please
I got.
Please enter your password.
Okay, hang on. Let me clear the line. This is killing me. Okay, you there?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to call Buffy the Clown. You want to talk to him or him or her? I don't know if it's him or her. It's a guy.
I'll let you do that, and I'll jump in if y'all need me.
All right, cool. All right, we're going to call Buffy the Clown. All right, hang on.
Do the same thing with the cheese heron, or do the Fat Albert voice.
The Fat Albert voice? All right, I'll give you a Fat Albert voice. No problem. I'll give you a Fat Albert voice. We got a number here for a Quiznos owner. Is that you sending that?
Hello.
Hey, what's going on? Is this the clown, Buffy?
No.
What do you mean?
She's retired.
Is it she?
Yeah.
Oh, even better then. How long ago did she retire?
A couple years.
Well, how much money would it take?
Well, she's too old to do it anymore, plus she's got a heart problem.
What kind of heart problem?
Uh-oh.
Hello? Sir?
Yeah.
What kind of heart problem?
No, she just had to have a pacemaker put in.
Oh, Jesus, God, no. Is Buffy okay?
Yeah, she's doing okay.
Is she in the hospital still?
No.
Oh, what am I going to do? Oh, man, so when did she die? How long has it been? Hello? You were supposed to tell me if something happened to her. Would have liked to have been at the funeral. What about flowers? When did this happen? She's gone. Stupid.
That call sucks.
Yeah, that did. Hey, thanks, Jonathan. Thanks. Asshole.
Tell him to fill his tub full of water, and that will bless the water for him.
We'll bless the water for him. Oh, man. I wish I had that.
Enter your destination number now.
Let me try him again.
8 hours, 3 minutes, 32 seconds.
Before deduction of applicable fees and charges as listed on the back of your card and poster.
Whoa, someone's fiancé got caught looking at child porn and bestiality. And we got the number.
Hey, look in your G-Talk. I sent you the number.
Look in the... I sent you a link. Did you get that? Milkman?
Hello. Please leave a message after the...
All right, this is the answer machine. All right, Jonathan.
Oh, well.
It's going down.
Yep. You want to try one more prank call?
I could try that. Let me see here. We're going to call the Munch Mart. This is Munch Mart number 2. This is in San Antonio, Texas, all right?
Oh, that's a fan of your favorite place to go to.
That's right. He's going to go in dark chocolate. What's this dark chocolate? Can you explain? Do you know dark chocolate, Will? Yeah? Are you allowed to talk about dark chocolate? Yeah? This is a radio show. I'm supposed to talk.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you call, do the Fat Albert voice.
Jonathan loves the Fat Albert voice, man.
Dark Chocolate is one of my friends.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is he black?
No, it's a girl.
It's a girl?
Yeah.
Wow. Dark Chocolate, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah? Okay.
That's all I can say.
That's all we can say. All right, we're going to call the Munch Mart as Fat Albert just for Jonathan, all right? And then Jonathan got to go because I got to go to the bathroom. You got it?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. All right, hang on. Here that comes. What song am I going to play? Any idea? Milkman, give me a song. Hurry up.
Spank That Monkey.
I don't have that number. That song.
The Johnny Cash
song. The Funky Monkey.
The Johnny Cash song you sent me. All right, you got it, man. Here we go.
Well, you're so crazy.
Bad Monkey Monkey.
I hear the train a-coming.
That's not it. Yeah.
And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
Now you know why I don't get any different music.
Jonathan! Jonathan!
That's the song I sent you, clown.
You're a clown. We lost Jonathan.
Oh my god. Will, you know, I think you should get the shampoo and everything, man. The whole kit.
The whole kit? Oh.
Yeah.
What's wrong with it?
No, I'm just saying. You can't take a chance.
Somebody called me Goldilocks the other day.
Goldilocks?
I was like, no.
No?
No.
It's more red than golden. Is this Jonathan, man?
Man.
All right. Let's say goodbye to Jonathan. The phone card's at Milkman. We're going to take a break. I need the new phone card, if you don't mind, while we're on break. Hello?
Let's call the Pentagon.
Milkman? Yeah, let's call the Pentagon. Good idea.
Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, did we get disconnected?
Yeah, but the phone card, you were out of juice.
Okay.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we're going to get a new phone card here, and we're going to come back and do some more calls, man.
All righty.
All right, well, thanks for calling in, man. It's good talking to you, brother.
All righty.
All right, man. Catch you next week. Go say hi to your fans and all that jazz real quick.
I was just trying to say hello to all my friends and listeners, and I hope you have a great weekend.
All right, brother. Take care.
Peace, boys.
Meep, meep.
Sue. You ever see that movie Walk the Line, Will? Milkman, any of you two seen that yet?
I was trying to watch it, or I remember seeing it, trying to download it, but then I was like, I don't know, nobody's talked about it, so.
I couldn't get into it. I tried watching it, and I was like, ooh.
Oh, it's supposed to be some life of this country guy?
Johnny Cash.
Oh.
The guy we're playing.
Yeah, no, yeah, I don't think I could watch
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the guy, what's his face? The guy, River Phoenix's brother, the guy with the hair love, you know what I'm talking about? Mm-mm. Harold Phoenix,
no
Joaquin Phoenix. He wasn't believable. Milkman, where the hell are you, man? Hey, Milkman, is he even here? Milkman! Okay, we lost Milkman now. All right, folks, we're going to have to take a break. There you go. Milkman, I need a new phone card, my friend. And when we come back, we're going to call the cat who owns several Quiznos franchises and the fiancé was caught looking at pedophilia and bestiality. We're going to have to call that when we come back, Milkman. So, you got that other phone card you said, right? Okay.
Anyways.
Any second.
Yeah.
Okay.
You've seen the number.
Did you message it to me already? No. Okay. What's this one?
No.
Okay. We got a guy named Curtis who claims to be tech support, a tech support salesperson from Phoenix, Arizona.
Milkman's 82.
Yeah, he's 82.
No way.
Yeah. No, he was born in 82 or something. I don't know what that
he'd be the same age as I am.
Yeah. You're born in 82?
Old as dirt.
You're younger than me?
1882, maybe.
1882. Him and his rascal. Don't get him started on the rascal scooter thing, man.
Yeah,
please,
yeah,
God,
yeah.
Don't.
He's got to turn around, run about.
The runabout. Oh, the run around or whatever.
Something.
The hover around. There we go. What's better, Milkman, the hover around or the rascal scooter? All right, Milkman, you're killing me, man. I don't know. Fix that, all right? We're going to be right back, folks. We're going to take a break here. It is now 12:43 a.m. So we're going to
play that Johnny Cash song that I sent you 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, you got it.
You know what? Hey,
T-Rex
just start
song that I sent you like 2 months ago.
Man, no. Start sending them to me because I'm going to update his playlist. I'm going to come in with a jump drive or something like that.
Dude, he has them. He won't play them. He just wants to play the shit that he wants to play, and that's it.
I'm going
to
start taking over production. I'm going to start taking over production because he, with the music and the breaks and music.
And why don't you two jerks take over the show, all right?
Yeah, okay.
You sons of
me
bitch.
Me and Milkman are going to have our own show.
Oh, that's going to be a great show here. It's going to be you two talking. Yo, what's up? This is Will. Yeah, man, this is Milkman. All right. All right. That'll be just as good as a freaking geek show. Oh.
Hello. Why am I not wearing Have you played any clips pants? From that?
No. What? Oh. What? No.
No, I meant like on the parts where you were there.
I should just play me on the freaking geek show. just call it the Carlito Geek Show or something like that. I've got them all. I didn't go this week to the show at all. That was enough for it. I was sick that day. I called in sick and everything. Man, I'm on my 10th absence. I'm going to lose my job. Oh, my God. What's going to happen, Will?
You're going to lose your job.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Big deal. There'll be another one. Anyway.
You know what you do? What you do? Did you take a month break and say I need to quit and come back a month later?
Really?
Yeah.
You can do that.
What's his name?
Big Meek.
One of yeah.
Yeah. He went to Seattle and then his boyfriend broke up with him. He ended up back or something like that. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding. I like the freaking geek show. Everybody go to freaking geek.
What club?
Yeah. Milkman. I need the phone card and I'm gonna take a break. All right. You ready for that? You ready for that? You like the apples? All right, man.
I'm ready for that Johnny Cash song. Hell yeah.
It's coming right up. Johnny Cash, everybody. Johnny Cash on the break.
The one I sent you, bitch. Where's the one I sent. Which is
where's Jen Stewart at, anyway? Chris from the Family Guy. Where's Jen Stewart? He's nowhere around? He's sick? He's out? He's busy?
No, man. He's working. No, he's working, dude.
All right. That's fine. That's fine. All right, man. We'll be right back in about 5-6 minutes, everybody. Don't go anywhere. Madhouse Radio taking a break. Time to go to the bathroom, grab a beer, and all that stuff. We'll be right back in about 5 minutes, 6 minutes, 7 minutes, something like that. Figure it out.
It's too doggone late.
That's right.
Gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly.
Yeah.
For the day I die, I'ma test the sky. Now let's take them high.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Don't tell me 40,000 people are coming here. They're not here.
You don't talk to me like that, bitch.
I don't even know who the fuck.
Why don't you
fuck are you?
Put your man on the phone, I said.
Fuck you.
What are you crying for?
Just someone died.
Ma'am?
Yes?
I have gas. Listen.
Oh!
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you! Fuck you! Fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
Whoa, happy to meet you.
Oh, man, I'm the best there is, honey. You're going to look at me and go, woo! This is me.
Well, hey, me.
Giving you the word of love.
They must have some crazy dogs, as I don't want your crazy dog. Get on gone.
Or do you like the little young black men?
I won't be sad.
You're gonna cry.
I won't cry.
You're gonna cry.
Revolutuck.
Show.blogspot.com. Prank call. Podcast. Internet. For you. For your family. For your future children. It's all right here.
Yay. Madhouse Raiders is back.
Roadhouse.
Yeah, I got a cell phone, a new cell phone. I got a T-Mobile Dash yesterday. Yeah, I'm not. You know why I don't want to get the internet service on it? Because all you can use on it is it's not even 3G. It's just Edge. It's like the fastest you can get through T-Mobile right now. Which is crap.
I thought they had the V-Stream or whatever the hell it was called.
No, that's Verizon. Or something. They have a new one coming out, but they haven't rolled it out. They've been wanting to roll it out for like 9 months now. Some new fast shit.
Slow ass.
Yeah, I know. Well, even the iPhone, it's not even 3G. The iPhone's like some crap, too. It's something else. What do they got? I don't know. The iPhone sucks, dude. It's going to suck balls. Like, you seen the commercials for it? It's not going to be anywhere near
as
fast.
It's all hyped up. I seen the, like, when they were doing the demonstration at the Apple convention or whatever.
Yeah, it's not going to be that
fast. It looked cool, but it was moving fast at the time.
That's not how fast it's going to move.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not. Come on, man. On that technology? No. No, thank you. Not what is it? $3.99 with a two-year contract or something like that.
5 years.
A 5 year contract, $3.99.
Think about it. You're gonna get that phone, and you're only gonna have service for 2 years. Yeah.
Yeah, right. And then you said, and they already said they're gonna, they already got the new version coming out in 6 months afterwards or something. You know. So, and it only holds 8 gigs worth of music. I mean.
What else can you... I mean, how much do you really need with you at all times?
I've got 60 on mine.
No, I know, but that's your iPod. 30.
My iPod, yeah. Whatever. Anyway, so I like my new phone, but I got to figure out how to browse and stuff on it and a lot of shit like that, so yeah. All right, folks. Milkman, are you here? Milkman? Is Milkman anywhere? He's not responding to our request.
You muted him.
No, I didn't. Yeah, I haven't touched a mute in 3 weeks. I haven't muted Milkman, so don't give me that shit, man. Don't give me that shit with Milkman. He's not even responding. Milkman, talk now or you are fired.
Forever hold your peace, for real.
All right, Milkman's in the toilet. That's it. No more Milkman for the rest of the show. That's it. Out of here. You're gone. Sayonara. All right, so we're going to use the spoof tell card, I guess, because Milkman is not responding. And that's okay. No problem with that.
Your connection just went slow or something over here.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe it's just this machine. I don't know.
Hope it's that machine. Ah, shit. You know, Comcast is doing some shit lately. Let me look. I got blocks in here. All right. Don't jinx the show, man. Do not. Do not do that. Okay.
Japan plans nursing home for dogs.
What? Well, here, God, don't they eat the dogs after a point there anyway? No. That's China, I'm sorry.
That's aged meat.
Aged meat. That's their Kobe beef. Kobe dog. That's China, though. Let's not confuse our Asians, man. Didn't you live in Japan? You know what? You know what they're into.
I lived there for 3 or 4 years.
You ever get any panties?
It was Okinawa. I wasn't in Japan. See, it's a big difference.
What's the difference between Okinawa and Japan?
About 1,000 miles.
Seriously?
Or 500 miles.
But it's not just all America.
Okinawa's here. Japan's here. And this Japan is Okinawa.
It's the same thing. Speak the same language, no?
Well, they do, but they're just, it's the same thing between Spanish and Puerto Ricans.
No, those damn Puerto Ricans. Yeah.
Hamster versus cookie bag.
So you never bought any panties out of a vending machine? Is that even true? I heard that's crap anyway, the whole... You know, you always hear like, yeah, in Japan, you can go down to the red light district and they sell girls' panties in the vending machine. I'm like, yeah, how are you going to know it's not new? I mean, what do they do? Do you actually you find the pubes in it or something like that? I mean, what are you going to do? All you know, they're probably just putting in some old
that's
panties
just
in there.
Cucumber-flavored soda in Japan.
That is nasty, cucumber-flavored soda. Have you ever seen the website that shows all the different ice cream from Japan, all the nasty flavors they're into? They're like squid ice cream.
No, the weirdest thing I ever had was... It's either squid or octopus ink covered popcorn. It's powdered squid ink.
Wow.
I was like, I ate it. It was like, it wasn't all that great.
Could you tell the difference? Or?
No, it wasn't all that great. No. It was nasty.
I hear they're into anything that tastes raw or like raw seafood. They're all about
it. What was funny is they had like a giant Cheeto stick. You know the Cheeto puffs?
Yeah.
They took one big stick and that's what you get for
that's
like
a good idea.
10 cents.
That's a, why get yeah. Why make you keep digging in the bag? Give you one big cheese buff, man. I would totally be into that.
Just
man.
Like them pork. I've seen pork rinds. They give you one big cube.
Oh, Puerto
like
Rico,
this
heck
they
yeah.
Just cut the one thing.
Yeah.
Like,
no, like Puerto Rico, big. Hell yeah. There's one town in Puerto Rico called Bayamon, and you go there and they give you the piece of pork rind is as big as the size of your head, and they sell them on the roadside. You get that thing, and I swear to God, you can break your teeth on the damn thing if you're not careful. But. Milkman didn't know what we're talking about, but of course Milkman is somewhere else, so I don't know. You want to try to call Milkman?
14 reasons to allow drinking on the job.
Is that in Japan also?
No.
Okay, never mind. All right, hang on. Let's try to call Milkman real quick on the speakerphone on the
it's
new...
It's an incentive to show up. It reduces stress.
What is it now?
It leads to more honest communications.
An incentive to show up as drinking. Yeah, I
it
show up to work.
It reduces complaints about low pay.
I drink anyway. I don't care if it's, you know.
It cuts down the time off because you can work with the hangover.
Yeah. All right, well, I don't understand what's going on. Milkman just sent a text message, but we can't hear him at all.
Employees tell management what they think, not what management wants to hear.
When you're drinking?
Yeah.
That's, you got a point.
It helps save on heating costs in the winter.
True.
It encourages carpooling.
Oh yeah, I read an article. They're close to developing an air conditioning out of solar power, like an actual efficient solar powered air conditioner. Where's that ring coming
from?
Do you hear that? Is that just me, or is the phone ringing while I'm?
It's him.
Oh, all right, hang on, let's try.
Lick my balls.
Lick my balls.
Hello, are you as blind as you are dumb?
Yes.
Look at your Gmail, idiot. Milkman sent you.
Milkman. You didn't send me anything. Why aren't you talking on the computer for?
Because you're ignoring me.
No, we're not. We're talking to you this whole time. We can hear you, but you're not talking to us. Okay. You're gonna go back to the computer now, Milkman, so we can continue the show?
Yeah, man. I sent you the card. You're not paying attention. I sent you a brand new card. Looking cheap talk.
All right, well, I'm going to hang up.
Bye-bye.
All right. There you go.
Hello.
All right, good. Milkman, I don't know what you were doing. Can you send that to me again? Because I don't see it at all. Phone card. Need to back.
What?
Send the phone card again. Oh my God! This is the worst show of the of June.
And we've been on vacation for a while,
and we've only done one show so far before this one. So Milkman, God damn it, answer! Oh Jesus, God!
I'm sending you the card again.
Okay, man. All right, good. I really want to call this pedophile bestial. You want me to call Dark Chocolate, don't you? All right, Will wants us to call Dark Chocolate, so let's. All right, Milkman's going to send that in.
And I asked you to call the technician. I asked you to play a song for me, but we ain't gonna do that.
Where did you send the song before? On G Talk? Hello.
Yeah, I sent it to you a long time ago. I sent you a couple of them. Man.
On G Talk, that's what I'm asking.
I said, did you like the Johnny Cash song? And you said yes. And obviously, we didn't listen to
it. Can I tell you a true story about that?
No.
Okay, well, I'll tell
Lie
you anyway.
Better.
No. Well, here's the true story. I never listened to it, I just accepted it, and you asked me if I liked it.
I know.
I said, yeah. But I was just really lazy.
I know you didn't. That's why I'm calling you on it now. Because you still lied to me.
I was really lazy that night, and I didn't feel like telling you, and I didn't want to listen to it. But I'm sorry, man.
Lay off your face. Fuck it. I ain't going to
listen to
it.
I'm an asshole.
Dude, you was high, and it just, I ain't going to fucking listen.
I don't do that. I don't do that. I don't smoke weed.
I don't smoke
weed either.
It's been 15 days for me since I last smoked.
What do you want, a fucking cookie? You're not supposed to.
Yeah, shit.
Black people always trying to get credit for something they're supposed to do. That's what Chris Rock says. I'll take care of my kids. You're supposed to. I'm sorry. Well, Will's not black. He's like Afro something.
Afro.
No, actually, it's really a good song, and a lot of people may like it. It's a Johnny Cash cover of a modern song.
All right. Well,
which kind of makes it interesting.
Well, I'll see if I can find it. And in the meantime, we're gonna call your number next. Hang on.
I did send you a card again. Do I get?
I got it.
Send it again to make sure that you get it.
Milkman, I got it. Hang on, folks. The next prank call of the night's coming up.
I'm going to break my rusty trombone.
My computer works. It's Curtis.
Hey, Curtis. What's going on, brother?
What's happened?
Not much, man. I need some help with the Texaco port.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you got? Well, how much are your spaces, first of all?
What's that?
How much are your spaces?
How much? $19.95 per month.
It's 2007, stupid. Hey.
Huh?
It's 2007, though.
2007?
Hello? Mr. Curtis?
Yes.
Okay, so how much a month now?
It's $19.95 a month.
You know, you're not really bright for me asking you techno support questions. What do you support? Do you support Cisco routers?
We can support it, yes.
What about COBOL programming?
That I'm going to defer to my technicians.
Oh, you're not the technician now?
I'm not a technician, no.
You're the secretary?
No, I'm actually the national counsel.
All right, copy down this memo, secretary. Are you ready? Hello?
Go for it.
All right, you need to take my name as Jack Valenti.
Okay.
All right, that's Jack with an H. You got that?
Yep.
Okay, are you writing this down?
I am writing it down.
And what's my name? What's my name?
How do you spell your last name?
V-A-L-E-N-T-Y. Valenti.
Okay.
All right, I'm calling from the RAND Corporation.
Okay.
Okay, and my toll-free line is 888-278-8255. 8509.
Okay.
Extension 128.
Okay.
Okay, and we need someone here as soon as possible. Do you guys cover the area, the Phoenix area?
Yes, we do.
Okay, how soon could you be here?
Are you wanting on-site service itself?
God damn it, as soon as Paul Curtis, man, what is going on with you, dude? You know, you really not come. You know what they say about first impressions?
We do everything remotely.
You do everything remotely?
Mm-hmm.
How do you do technical support remotely? You explain that to me, smart guy.
We connect you authorizers onto the computer. We diagnose and fix the problem for you right then and right there.
Yeah, that sounds like dirty pool to me, brother.
No, not really.
I don't like people coming into my house touching my computer machine.
I can understand that.
So what are you going to get your...
One thing is security.
You get your all your dirty oils on it. I don't appreciate it. So you're going to connect to my computer somehow magically.
What you do is you go to our website. You enter a username and password that will be set up your account.
Mm-hmm.
From that standpoint, you authorize the technician to remotely connect.
Yeah, really?
As you're talking to the technician.
Yeah.
You tell him what the problem is, and then he will solve the problem.
Yeah. So it works like that, huh?
That's not as easy as I can get it.
So let me ask you a question then. How do I go to your website when my computer isn't working, you stupid shit? I mean, how?
Just call the technician on the 800 number.
Call the... Oh, my God. Okay, so he's going to connect through the phone to my computer and fix it?
No, he's actually going to go through some... there's about 6 or 7 reasons why he can't get connected to the Internet.
All right, go ahead. Number one.
What's that?
Number one.
As I mentioned, I'm not the technical guy.
You're the secretary.
Well, if you want to call it that, you can.
So what are you then? Are you a man or a woman? What's it going to be?
Would you like the 877 number?
I don't care. I gave you the 888 number. What's the big deal?
I'll have him give you a call.
Okay, well, okay. Now you tell me, what's your job title exactly? Phone man?
Yep. I just take the calls.
You take the calls and that's it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can you offer me any suggestion what to do with this COBOL thing?
You know what? I'll have you call our technicians. They got a 10-minute free consultation that they can answer all
questions. It sounds like dirty pool to me. You know, whenever I call... I need testicle support. They're telling me to tell you I need testicle support. Is that funny or something? Is that kind of joke? You know, sir, every time I call for phone 6, they tell me the first 10 minutes are free. I get my phone bill, charge me $52 for 11 minutes. What the fuck is that about? Hello?
Please enter your phone number now.
There, milkman, are you...
Yeah, I was messing you all along.
Yeah.
You're not looking, dude.
It says testicle support. Even Will was telling me that. I don't pay attention.
Yeah, but flirt. Like, right. You're not paying attention. That's the point. I was saying, like,
he kept saying
testicle support. I ain't testicle support. Testicle support. Testicle support. I mean testicle support. Oh, yeah, I got testicle support. Oh, you're a NADSAC supporter? They call you a jockstrap.
Why do you hate that guy, Milkman? What's this all about? Is that your evil nemesis or something like
man.
That?
No, dude, I come up with a good riff, and I was freewheeling with it, and I was, like, passing it to you, and I was like, pass the ball. Come on, Cardito. Dunk it. Slam it.
I don't know what to do with the ball. And I ate the ball. I was saying,
well, you got to have testicle support. That's what you called him for.
I'm sorry, coach.
Good job, man.
I threw the football on the wrong end. I took the ball and I ran down into the wrong end zone. Shut up. Hang on, Milkman. Entertain the people for 10 seconds.
All right.
I picked up on that right away.
I'm just being a douche anyway. I just thought it was funny.
It was
make fun of the guy because he sounded like he said it was testicle support.
I heard it every time. I kept saying testicle support, testicle support. He keeps saying testicle support.
Oh, man.
A jockstrap for $19.95 a month.
I was like, oh, my God, this guy is, like, so gay.
He sounded pretty femme. He liked the fact that I called him a secretary, you know? Hell, you call me a secretary, it's me and you. That's all I got to say. It's me
he
and
probably
you.
Had a stockings on still, too. Yeah. Support testicle stockings.
All right, so we can call the pedophile bestial guy who got caught by his fiance.
Let's call the pet.
pedo.
It's called the pedo, the pedo, like the dad would say.
We will punish.
And then we'll call dark chocolate after that, Will. That's your
dad, man.
And it's a black,
we need to call in for
it's a black
pedo.
Girl.
A black girl called dark chocolate. Wow. Does she weigh more than 200 kilograms?
Probably.
Did you know her?
Yeah.
All right. You don't want to say. Okay. Well, we're going
to. As you can hear in the background now, the Johnny Cash song was picked up a bit.
Yes, it has. It's got 26 seconds left, so we'll play that for the time being. After that,
bye-bye,
we are.
Goodbye now, Johnny.
Goodbye, Dr. Johnny Cash. And after that, and Milkman, did you see the that movie, Walk the Line? Did you watch it at all? Being a Johnny Cash fan, like
Brokeback Mountain. No, I heard it was pretty exciting.
No, Walk the Line. That one, the Johnny Cash movie. I saw
Brokeback Mountain. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah, I know you like that one. You, goddamn it. All right, so.
Oh, it was hot.
I bet. Okay, well, look at Milkman with the cool terms. That was hot. Show me the money, Milkman. All right, well, here we go with the. Okay, so again, this story here. This is being sent. This is a submission by Johnny Five in the chat room. Johnny Five has said, "We've got Angel, who is a crazy. Angel's a woman. Okay, Angel's a woman apparently." A crazy biker bitch who owns several Quiznos franchises, and her ex-fiancé was caught looking at pedophilia, whatever you pronounce it, like, I don't care, bestiality on her computer while she was on vacation. Wow. That's sick, dude. Two Quiznos. How do you get a Quizno franchise, Will? I mean, that sounds like it just makes
free
money.
Free Quiznos?
No, a Quiznos franchise.
Oh, yeah, they make money. They got them things open. They even had a commercial. Start your own Quiznos business.
Yeah. All the sandwiches place, Subway, when they first started, they were big on franchise. Everyone franchised that. If you can even get a Subway franchise, you're going to make hand and fist. I have never seen a Subway close down. I've never seen a closed Subway like, you know,
that's
we're
for sure.
We're going out. And you know what else? McDonald's, if you could get them, you know, McDonald's, you need to have like $2 million in liquid assets just to get... open a McDonald's franchise.
$2 million worth of alcohol?
$2 million worth of. You have to have.
Somebody's getting drunk.
You have $2 million worth in cash. You can't have it tied in
that's
stocks.
That's a lot of homemade moonshine.
That is. That's a lot of Puerto Rican rum. All right, so we're gonna call Angel. Angel is a woman, and the person who got caught was a man. Johnny Five, what was the name of the guy?
Coquito.
What was the name of the guy that got caught? That would help out probably if you have that. If you're listening, that would help out. Let me call Dark Chocolate while we wait for Johnny Five to give me the name.
Hold on, I got his name.
Oh, yeah, Milkman knows. All right,
the name is Angel.
All right, we're going to call Dark Chocolate.
Her ex-fiance. Ask about her ex-fiance. He didn't give a name for the guy. Johnny Five, if you're out there listening, type in now because we're about ready to call Angel's cell phone. We need the culprit's name.
All right, well... Yeah, well, I confirm. I'm going to call Dark Chocolate as Fat Albert real quick. I think that's appropriate. And we'll be right back with that in a moment.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Oh, you have this?
No.
This is awesome.
Yeah, it is. Fucking Vietnam, baby.
I used to watch the show, Tour of Duty.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Was this the beginning of the show?
Yeah.
And then the last song
it started
was
out like this. Yeah, I don't remember the end song.
That was a badass show. But no one ever died in that show, man. Let me talk about that. How are they going to have a show on Vietnam, Tour of Duty, where no one ever died? What was that about, man? That was on every Saturday night. I remember that. That was a good show. Bull crap. Half that show should have been dead in the first season. Right back after this, folks.
Hey. Dark Chocolate, I see your red door and I want to paint it dark. Hello. Alright, I don't think they're going to answer there, John. I won't say your real name, so in case they're hearing, you know, but... Alright, there goes that.
Oh, it does, really? Why would you do that? Hell, I'm going to have my phone pick up automatically.
Because she doesn't have hands to use them.
She doesn't have hands? Are you kidding me?
She's quadriplegic.
Oh, my God. Will, what are you trying to do? And her name is Dark Chocolate?
No, it's something else, but... So I answered the Dark Chocolate if she was picking up.
His name is Mike.
Okay, yeah, Milkman.
The pedo's name is Mike.
What's going on with Milkman knowing all the answers to everything tonight? What's that about?
What's 1 times 1?
12. Nah,
three?
That's a lie. Cause
why can 1 plus 1 be 3?
1 plus 1 is not divisible by 0.
No, but why can 1 plus 1 equal 3?
Why?
Yeah.
I don't know. Cause if 1 is 2? Synergy? Oh, yeah, the combinedness of the two create more than 1 on the total. Okay. Anyways. All right, we're going to call
it. I mean, also, it could be a quark.
Yeah. Right, we're going to call, whatever, Milkman, you crack me up sometimes, ha ha ha. Okay, we're going to call the ex-fiancé of the pedophile bestial guy, all right?
Ex-pedophile.
The ex-pedophile.
I used to be a pedophile.
Oh, I'm just a bestiophile.
No. Nah, I just play with animals.
You just play with animals? Now I just fuck dogs.
Right. Oh, I've seen that online. That is just the weirdest thing ever.
Will just admitted to breaking the law, everybody. Will likes bestial porn. You heard it here first. Will is a pervert. All right.
She just like leans over and the dog just starts humping her.
Uh-huh. Yep. Yep. Thank you, Milkman, for the recreation. Hang on. Here comes that.
And horse dongs just don't fit.
Donkey dongs. Horse dongs just don't fit.
You horse dong.
You horse's cock.
Thank you.
Thank you, I don't mind.
I'm gonna start putting your 800 number on the bathroom walls.
Yeah, that's exactly what I want. I want that crowd calling me. The kind of crowd that goes around surfing. Let me call this phone number. Yeah.
That guy talks too much, man. Just fucking sing the song. Get on with it. I had someone at work the other day say that to me. Get on with it.
The ex-fiance's name is Mike. He's the pedo.
I'm sorry, but I'm not able to take your phone call. Please leave a message and I'll get back to you.
But there's no answer.
Bye-bye. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Why don't you answer? That's all I got. He blew my mind.
No answer. Waited too long.
Johnny Five, we tried.
We tried. Johnny Five is alive. But we couldn't do your call. Sorry.
He is responding to the messages. Very good return. Thank you for listening. Taking part in the madhouse. Sorry your victim wasn't available.
Yeah. We're holding our own tonight. I mean, we're not doing too bad. I mean, we're entertaining at least.
Yeah.
Anal? Anal?
All right, we've got some idiots out there that are requesting the number.
We got to call a number for a guy named Anal.
They would like us to...
Like us to what?
Broadcast a number when we're receiving calls.
Well, yeah,
888-278-8509.
That's right, 888-278-8509. We got
278-8509.
This cat name, once again, is saying, please call a waterhead. What's a waterhead? Is that an Asian? What's a waterhead supposed to be?
A waterhead. That's a retard.
Oh, that's not nice. Named Frank Dobbs. Ted pranked him, Lego got Frank him, Dobbs? And his wife. Retards get married? Wow.
I sold cell phones to two retarded people.
They were married and everything.
Did you hook them
up? Yeah, they got water.
No, I fucking robbed their ass. Because I was at one of them high sales pressured fucking cell phone companies.
Did you sell them like wireless cards that they didn't need and shit like
that? Cell phones, man. I sold them like 3 cell phones. Like, yeah, you need this right here.
That's wrong.
Unlimited phone calls.
Unlimited phone calls. International calling. You need an international.
I made like $100 off them.
Man, that's wrong. That shouldn't be. What if that would have been like one of those things where it's the newsbreakers, Channel 6, been, you know, with hidden cameras.
I don't care. It was my job to do it.
These two retards went to buy cell phones. What happened? This gentleman here took advantage of them. Next.
I took them out back and beat them.
The Channel 6 News Solvers. That's what it was, man. That's not right, Will. You know, you're going to a bad place. What if you become retarded? Is Dark Chocolate calling back? Ooh, it's a lady.
Can you tush?
No. Tush.
Oh, it's the technical support.
You think so?
I don't have anybody else.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, is Carlito there?
Yeah, what's going on, Dad?
I'm not your father.
You're not?
No.
Who's his
name? My name is Gay Gringo.
Gay Gringo?
What's up, man?
What's up? Who's this?
What's that?
Who is this?
Gangrene, man.
Oh, Gangrene. What's up, man?
You don't remember?
Yeah, you know.
Gay Gringo. Let me turn this air conditioner off loud as fuck.
God, you got like a Milkman brand air conditioner. He's got a window
a
shaker.
Fan with ice, it sounds like. Yeah, I got a window unit.
He's got a fan with ice in it.
I got a fan with a pocket that I stick dry ice in.
He's just that big mist is coming off the dry ice,
the
fogging up your room. Yeah, so aren't you staying on OBT or something like that, man?
No, I'm out of Orlando. Fuck that place.
All right, man, you're in the real world, huh?
What the fuck? I'm in Memphis, Tennessee.
Good guy. Oh, yeah, it's a step up right there. I'd rather be in Memphis.
Shout out to all my buddies in Memphis.
So what happened? The job in Orlando's done? You're done?
It's done.
Man.
Done.
And you hate, he said he hated Orlando, but yet he was staying like on South OBT. I mean, anybody would hate Orlando. That's all you saw was South OBT.
I saw lots of Orlando, but Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Those fucking people, and it's just hot.
Yeah, it is just hot. Well, we can't all have window shakers like you do, man.
Dude, it's so funny. Like, different times you go out on OBT. Like, if you go out at like 4:30, the hookers are totally different from like during the day or early evening.
It's like the strip club. You go at 4:30, you get the different type of girl at 4:30. You go at night.
No, like 4:30, it's the 3-foot-tall, 400-pound, really funny black girls chasing down trucks.
God, man. Oh. Yeah, this one, I was driving on OBT.
Nobody knows what the fuck we're talking about. It's just a street in Orlando.
Every town has the street where you get the hookers, you know,
Not like OBT.
Yeah, not like OBT. I was like 18 years old in my first car, and I'm driving through OBT. I have no idea really where I was. And I'm driving down, and there's this woman, and she's obviously a hooker, and I got my windows down and shit. And she's like, hey, can you give me a ride down the street? I was like, no, it was like I was scared. I was like, no.
Every once in a while, you drive out and you're like, whoa, shit.
Yeah, you see some weird, weird, freaky shit on OBT.
Like some penthouse looking bitches. You're like, oh fuck, where are the ATMs?
Yeah, it's not like that. It's not like it used to be in OBT. It used to be a lot crazier out there. It's kind of gotten like a late 90s.
Cops don't give a fuck, dude. They just drive on by.
Yeah, well, they got other things to fry. You know what I mean?
I said fuck on the radio.
Yeah, yeah. So there it is. So what's up with you, man? I mean, you're enjoying the time out of Orlando. You're working out there in Memphis now, or is that where you stay at?
I'm still back and forth between here and Atlanta.
Cool.
I bought a house here, so.
Yeah, I tried to get a hold of you like 3 or 4 weeks ago because it was like I had.
Well, I was gonna hook up. I was gonna call you that one time I came in, but then, man, I got sick coming in. So I just fucking got there and went to bed.
It's a good thing you stayed away then, man. Don't need to get sick.
You gotta be careful in OBT.
Yeah, man. Did you pick something up at OBT? Tell us the truth. You never tried? You never tried to get... So you were right there.
No.
You never made a stop, nothing
too
like that?
Too much free pussy. What the fuck am I going to mess with OBT?
Yeah, so you got an old lady, too, you said, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. You picked up the airport that one day. Yeah, fuck. Yeah, man. Well, cool.
Oh, yeah, I just missed you at the airport.
Yeah, I remember I got home and I said, you better go now because like, there's like no parking. I spent a whole hour looking for parking at the stupid airport, man.
Oh, yeah, my ass was on the roof that day.
Yeah, I wasn't even. I was like I went through 3 garages. I don't know what I don't know how I parked that day. I was like under the hotel on the roof.
Every time I fucking go to the airport, I just go straight to the roof.
Yeah, you might as well. What's the hell? Just walk, you know, don't give yourself.
You get closer to the elevator anyway.
Yeah, that's true, actually. And I ended up like finding some elevator that got me like right by the terminal. Not by the terminal, but right by the check. And I was like, oh, well, that works kind of well. I hate that airport, dude. OIA is like the worst airport in the world, man.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I heard bad things about the Atlanta airport, though. Never been. So I couldn't tell you.
It's a good airport. They get you through it fast.
Do they?
But it's just busy.
I heard it's huge and busy, though. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like trams all over.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. All right, man. Well, thanks for checking in, bro.
All right, bro. You want me to make a call?
Yeah, you
want
to do a call? If it got numbers, you got a number you want us to do? Let me see what I got here.
Call anybody. I'll fuck with them.
Call anybody. All right. The last number we got that we didn't call was the Munch Mart. This is from Lonesome Loser. Munch Mart number 2.
Number two.
Are you online? Are you in the chat room or anything like that?
Yeah.
Oh, there you are. Let me send you the details myself here so you know what we're talking about. And we get that there. Send you a message. All right. You hang on the line and no.
He does excellent Spanish accents.
You do excellent Spanish accents, he says you do? Milkman says you do good Spanish accents and shit like that. Is that right?
I mean, you tell him I apply for a job.
Yeah.
I've got my fucking green card. What's the problem?
Yeah. What's the fucking problem, man? All right, dude. Gangrene is coming up with a prank call, as they like to call it, in just a moment.
Scanner for effect.
Okay.
Shell Figma, this is Linda. May I help you?
Yes, this is Leroy. It's Moncho Wanna. The black man, he come in, he just robbed me.
Excuse me?
This is a Leroy. I'm at the Moncho Mouth, I'm number one. The black man, he just came in and robbed me. The police are here.
Okay, so you're calling Shell Food Mart. No,
I'm a calling from Munch number one. Munch
I
Mart.
I have no idea. I don't know what
one.
To tell you.
You number two, no?
No, this is Shell Food Mart.
Shell Food Mart? Oh,
yeah.
So you're
letting us know to be careful? Is that what you're doing?
They robbed me. They say I call you.
Why call me?
They say it's your son robbed the store.
No. I'm sorry. You must have the wrong number.
Why you send your son to rob my store?
And they're gone.
Damn it.
Ah, no. You tried. He's like, excuse me.
Good accent. From Italian to Spanish to Italian. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, you get like three different accents in one call. This is one big immigration. That's a testament to America right there, the big melting pot.
Enter your destination number.
Right. You want to call Goofies?
Who?
Goofies.
You have Oops. 7 hours.
Oh, that number went out over the air. Don't call that number, everybody.
Before deduction of applicable fees and charges.
Pluto downgraded to rock. Male teacher, 17-year-old female student, 6 months in probation. Wow, that's all he got? Hell yeah, it's about time justice came out, man. Jeez. Should this be a predator to be under the
jail?
Gucci's or Goofies?
Goofies.
Oh, is Goofy in?
No, Goofy's gone.
This is Mickey Mouse. I need to talk to Goofy.
Oh, well, just a minute. I'll put Goofy on the
phone. You put Goofy on the phone.
Hang on.
Snappy.
This is Goofy.
Hey, Goofy, it's Mickey Mouse. How you doing?
What do you want?
Nothing. Mickey. Can you come wash my ears?
Wash your ears?
Yeah.
Who the fuck is this?
It's Mickey Mouse, dude.
You sound familiar.
I sound familiar because I'm Mickey Mouse. You're Goofy. We work at Disney.
What are you doing, man?
Nothing. Can you come wash my ears?
No.
You got some weed?
Wrong place, dude.
You got some weed, yo. Hook me up. Mickey Mouse, wash ears, smoking some weed.
Can't help you.
What you got over there? I know you got some bitches.
Budweiser, Bud Light.
Budweiser, Bud Light.
Jack Daniels, Jim Beam, McCarty.
Sweet.
All that kind of crap, man.
Well, put the real Goofy on the phone.
I gotta go, dude. I wish I could help you.
You're just silly. Put Goofy on the phone.
Goofy's gone.
Goofy's gone? Put that girl back on the phone.
Can't do that.
Why? She gone?
She's gone.
Damn. Why can't you hook me up with no bud, yo?
Like Jim Lawrence. Goofy don't sell pot.
I didn't say pot, I said bud.
Well, bud either.
Hook me up, yo.
I gotta go, dude. Wish I could help you.
Where are you going?
Call the
you kind of sound Goofy, man. But you're not Goofy.
Goofy's right there, man.
Yes,
is that Goofy?
Yeah, I don't know. Fucking, you know Goofy smokes weed,
please,
man.
Enter your destination number.
Dude, he sound like Jim Florentine, the famous prank
caller. He did sound like Jim Florentine. You got a point.
He did. That's what I was trying to think of who he sounded like.
Yeah. He's telling you sound familiar. Like, yeah, no shit, we work together on Mickey Mouse. That's pretty funny. Nah.
Yeah, that's my grandpa. I just bash him over the head with the pan. He's not breathing.
Yeah.
But go ahead and let me make the sale.
Yeah. All right, Gangrene. Thanks for calling in, my brother. All right, take care. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Another great man.
That was
the most interactive.
You know, honestly, that he comes in with the best. He comes in with the best prank calls of the night. I think I'm not embarrassed to say that he probably did the best prank call of the night. Was that last Goofy call? I'll be honest. I haven't done that good tonight. Whatever. I had a good show last week. I come back this week and.
Oh, you're doing fine, man. Yeah.
You Milkman, no mercy, all right?
You're too hard on yourself. You're too conscious.
No, you said hard. I know where you're going with that.
You've been out of shape.
pervert. All right, yeah. So, so what happened now? The space shuttle has a the blanket is broken. Who cares? You know?
That's a repair shuttle using.
It'd be cool when it blows up.
Medical kit, like
they'll all be flying down their parachute.
Shoelace there.
They're gonna put. Man. So really, they're gonna go out and do a spacewalk. They're gonna take parts out of the medical kit and the towel repair kit in order to fix some blanket. Didn't they say it wasn't even urgent? The big problem now: the computers on board the space station failed. And there's no control for the water, the oxygen, or the power right now.
I remember like 6 years ago, they had the whole layout in PopSci, Popular Science Magazine.
Really?
I'm like, what is it supposed to look like by 2009? We're like
quarter way there. It was supposed to go up like didn't Ronald Reagan said it was going to be up by the end of the 80s? It was supposed to be up, and the first piece got put together like in 99 or something like that. I mean, come on, man. Come on. And you really think we went to the moon? Do you really think we went to the moon?
We went to
Arizona.
We went to the moon stage.
A lot of people don't think. I don't know. Every year I see more and more convincing evidence that we did not, in fact, go to the moon. At least I don't think we went to the moon in Apollo 11.
That movie, Capricorn 1.
Capricorn 1? No. What's it, a documentary or a movie?
No, it's a movie about that whole thing being falsified.
Really? Yeah, there's so much evidence, the shadows, and that there's wind or something.
It was a documentary.
A documentary? Yeah, a lot of people, I don't know. I mean,
India's going to have a car that's $2,500, brand new.
India's going to have a $2,500 car? How big is that? What's the gas mileage?
You know, I don't know.
It's called an elephant. Man, Indians. They shouldn't drive Indians, man. Aren't they bad drivers, Indians?
They're going to hold back 2,000 students because they have 19 or more absences.
You Indians just deal with selling the gas to us and everything, and we'll take care of the driving. Let the grown-ups drive. All right. Anything else you should know about the news here? Nothing. British Army spends more money feeding its dogs than its soldiers.
Yeah, it's baby puppy cat's birthday.
Wow. Who's this, the dog? Tennessee,
baby puppy cat.
Tennessee,
happy birthday.
Tennessee sends tax agents to Bonnaroo to collect. What? Bonnaroo, you know, Athena.
They're going
to
collect tax on illegal drugs.
Athena was trying to convince me to go to Bonnaroo. Or we were going to go to Bonnaroo. Some stupid, weird festival out in the woods or something. You got to go camp. I was like, I don't want to go camp.
They have one out here.
No, man.
The Rainbow
that guy
festival.
Got caught on a subway train last week.
The guy shitting?
Bonnaroo.
That's right. That's almost the name. Yeah, I don't like. I don't. I'm not.
Eberu.
I'm not into camping.
Have you been to the Rainbow Festival?
No, I would never go anything with the name Rainbow in it. Will?
No. It's a bunch of guys like Milkman.
Yeah, a bunch of guys in the Rainbow Festival.
No, I mean
it
like
is.
A bunch of people.
Yeah, Rainbow Pride Day. I know what that
is.
No, nice,
it's
nice
not
try.
Rainbow Pride.
Uh-huh, yeah, Will was out there at Disneyland wearing a red shirt.
Not about going.
He were on Gay Day. Gay Day.
I got some friends that go.
Yeah. Yeah, we're done. I'm done. We're all done. That's it. Will, you done?
Yes, sir.
All right. Milkman, take us out of here, my good man.
Yeah, man. Well, I'd like to definitely a big thank you out there, Mr. Teddo, providing us the wonderful stream here and a wonderful chat room. Dr. Lego also gives us our stereo piece to signal. Thanks a lot. You guys are great. KDK, benevolent sponsor. Love you. I'd also like to give special thanks to one of the hardest working men in all of radio.
Carlito!
Kiss my ass if you disagree.
Yeah.
And his name is Storm Shadow!
Yes, real name Michael Wallace.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Thanks, Storm
That's
Shadow,
right,
Lonesome Loser.
He actually won the Indianapolis 500 last year.
The whole A-team.
You know, and he's a heavyweight boxing champ of 2007.
Yep.
Thanks a lot.
Appreciate
all you do, Mr. Storm Shadow.
Yeah.
I'd also like to thank Free Ray for joining us here on the show and helping keep it alive.
That's right. Well, thank you for coming in, Will. Yeah, what he said.
Also, I'd like to thank all of you out there listening, because let me tell you what, it's all about you, the listeners. We pay every week to entertain, provide the most interactive entertainment and all prank radio right here on the internet for free. Your cost, zero. One or two laughs at a minimum. Our cost, XXX.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. We really appreciate you.
$92 a month. I need to start asking for donations.
And not to count the cards.
And that's you, Milkman. Thank you, Milkman, for that. Who is Frank? Why are they telling me to kick...
I stole the cards anyway.
All right. Frank. Who's Frank? Frank. Who's this Frank you're telling me? Please call... Okay, Frank Dobbs.
Dude, I have
a
no idea, man.
Lego had Melissa...
Oh, okay. There's some guy's been on another call and got screwed up.
Oh,
yeah, on
God.
Another show.
All right. I've been flooding him with the old Fabio.
Some redneck dude.
All right, you want me to try calling this Frank Waterhead? I guess I can.
Call him, what the hell, dude?
Whatever.
I wanted to hear it.
Milkman, finish taking us out of here. We got two prank call requests. What the hell? We hadn't even looked at the prank request, man. What the shit,
man? All right, I'm going to finish
do that.
The premature ending of the show.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to go back to immediately to some more calls.
I guess so.
And then...
And we'll go.
We'll let you know what happens.
That's right.
And I'd like to thank all of you, especially our listeners out there. We love you all. It's all about you. We love you. Sweet kisses. Happy birthday, baby puppy cat. And I especially want to thank our fearless leader of the Generalissimo of the Militia of the Madhouse, Carlito.
Yeah.
Without you as our guidance, what kind of fun would we have? Thank God for Carlito, y'all. We love you.
Okay.
Back to you, big man.
Thank you, little man. All right, we've got two prank requests here, and I really need to do them. The Reverend has sent in two numbers here. We've got Patrick, who gets really angry when people make fun of the way he dresses. He tends to basically dress like a cowboy, the boots, hats, even a huge belt buckle and tight jeans. All right. He's nowhere near being a cowboy, though he's a real estate agent. Okay, good. And we also have...
Oh, my God, and he's got the little mother of pearl buttons on there.
Good God. And we also got... This one's good. The some chick whose house is filthy, Ashley. A friend of ours called Child Protective Services on her, but they didn't do anything. Her kid wears clothes that don't fit. People smoke pot and drink around her. That's just wrong. You could totally freak her out if you call and pretend to be a lawyer or something. Well, maybe I'll do that. All right, we got that. And then we got to call this Frank guy, who's apparently a retard or a waterhead, as they say. All right, well.
Yes.
All right, well.
Did you see the message I sent to you there, one of our calls?
Yeah, first yeah.
Description, one of our listeners is the water.
So you tilt the head and the water comes.
See what it
comes
is?
Yeah, that's sad. Don't make fun of the retards, man. Down syndrome is not a joke.
Okay.
That's not a joke.
I got mail.
Yay.
Yay.
Okay, let me call the waterhead first. Let me call Frank. And then we will call the two requests, and that's it. So we're closing off all the requests now. Don't send any more requests because we're not going to be able to get to them. It's late. And I still even had dinner yet. And that's a tragedy. I need to eat.
He hasn't even banged Athena yet.
I know.
He's going to have pictures of everybody.
Come on.
So make sure you come to madhouselive.com and see tonight's event in picture.
Yeah. Streaming video. All 10 minutes of it. Not even. All 3 minutes of it.
And Will be holding the camera, by the way.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, he'll be doing it, yeah.
Zoom in,
yeah.
Up close.
Will
close
is
up
that means Nuno will be wanking in the background.
Will is the fluffer. All right, we're gonna call Frank Dobbs. Hang on, everybody. Just a moment with the next prank call of the night. We're wrapping things up here.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Hey, who's this?
Hey, not bad. That's who it is. Hey, you want to buy a cell phone?
Who am I talking to?
Not bad. What's going on, brother?
Who am I talking to?
Not bad. Are you interested in a cell phone, sir?
Why are you doing this?
Because it's not bad. It's not that bad to do this, right? It's not a bad thing.
It's too late to be calling people like this, man. Well, I mean... Why are you doing this?
It's not a bad thing, brother. Come on, brother, baby. Come on, baby boo.
Please don't call again, okay?
Well, what if I call again? What's going to happen, though? Is it a bad thing?
It's rather rude.
It's not. I'm not being rude. I'm just saying not bad. I called you brother. Come on. What's bad about calling my brother a brother?
Please, sir, do not call again.
Do you,
I appreciate it.
Do you believe in Jesus?
Yes, I do.
All right, can we do the Our Father who art in heaven?
Please don't bother me again.
Hallowed be thy name.
Goodbye.
Thy kingdom come. All right, well, there's Frank, everybody. Knock that one out. There you go.
Enter your destination number now.
Let me call his personal cell now. Hang on. Try that.
There is D3 Clay made a comment in the chat.
That's not working. Okay, and then we clear the line. We are going to call the woman with the dirty house whose kids got called into Child Protective Services. Ashley, one moment.
Hello?
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 Yeah, hi, how you doing?
Good.
Is Ashley?
Yes, who's this?
Yeah, Jack Valente, how are you?
Fine.
Okay, look, I want to speak to you about the cleanliness of your house.
Okay.
Okay. Well, how many pieces of garbage do you think you might be able to get out of there within the next 24 hours, man?
What is this about?
There's a lot of trash in your house, and there's a complaint about you.
There was a complaint about me?
About the trash in your house, yeah.
From who?
Child Protective Service.
Oh, there's no trash in my house. Go in the trash can.
Well, we're going to have to come down there and get all the trash, and if not, it's going to be a big problem.
Okay.
Okay. Now, we also have reason to believe that people are doing drinking and smoking stuff. I don't care about that. I just want your garbage.
Okay.
Okay. I like garbage. I'm what you call a garbage file.
Okay.
And I actually like to take garbage. You know garbage juice?
Yeah.
You ever leave a trash can over full for like a week and you get that juice on the bottom of the bag?
Yeah.
I like to put that juice on me.
You like to put that juice on you?
Garbage juice.
Okay.
You ever do that?
No.
Would you wash me? Would you wash me, put on garbage juice? Do you have any garbage juice?
I don't know.
Can you ask the guy back there if he had garbage juice?
What was that?
Do you have any garbage juice?
No, I don't have any garbage juice.
Do you have a juicer I can borrow?
Who is this?
The Jack Valente. I'm the garbage juice man.
I love
you're the garbage juice man?
Yeah.
Juice and garbage juice. I want a leader.
You shut up, you homosexual.
You're a homosexual?
Who's that guy who's speaking with my girlfriend?
Oh, yeah. He is a homosexual.
He is?
Yeah.
Can I talk to him?
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man?
How you doing?
This is the meatball. What's going on?
What's going on?
This is the meatball. What's going on, baby?
You're the meatball?
Yeah, my name is the meatball.
I love meatballs.
I bet you do. Hey, man, do you like garbage juice?
Yeah, I want to buy a liter of garbage juice.
Stupid, I'm looking for garbage juice, you dumbass.
I thought you were fucking selling.
Don't say the F word to me, you shit.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah.
Oh, I'll let you go that time. That's one.
Okay.
How much garbage you guys? I'm in the market for garbage for making garbage juice.
What kind of ingredients do you need to make garbage juice?
Garbage.
I produce a lot of garbage.
Garbage bags.
Yes, that too.
Donkeys.
So wait, what are we talking? What kind of deal are we making here?
I like garbage juice. I like to put garbage juice on me while people wash.
Where are we going to do this at? Where is this going down?
In your garbage house.
My house is not garbage.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Okay, at my house then.
You know that dumpster by the 7? You know the dumpster by the 7-Eleven?
Yes.
That's your house.
I live in.
That's your house.
That's my garbage house.
Yeah, that's where I want to meet you there, and I'm going to put garbage juice on you.
Well, I thought we were putting garbage juice on you. I don't want it on me.
Well, you don't have to participate, man. You don't have to participate.
Oh, I was so down for it, though.
Well, you want a garbage juice?
I want a garbage juice you.
On me?
Yeah.
We're
all going to watch what you put garbage juice on you.
Do you prefer green garbage juice or brown garbage juice?
I want brown. Dirty and brown, baby.
Brown garbage juice?
Oh, I love the brown garbage juice.
You know how you make brown garbage juice, right?
No, but I'm willing to learn.
You take dirty underwear.
Okay.
And you make a soup out of it.
Okay.
You drink the water.
Okay.
That's brown garbage juice, baby.
That sounds like some hot garbage juice.
Yeah. How old is that girl?
What happened?
How old is that girl?
Which girl?
the girl you was talking in the background.
There's like seven girls now.
Oh my god. Yeah.
83 girls.
Put each one on. Let me talk to all of them in just a second.
Yeah, they're all like barely 18.
All right, that's what I'm talking about.
On a high tonight.
Put them all in succession.
Succession, guys, come on.
Let me talk to the oldest one first and go down.
Hi.
Who's it?
Michelle.
Michelle, how old are you?
I'm 17.
Shut up. How big are your spaces?
My what?
Your spaces.
My spaces?
How big are your spaces is?
I don't have any spaces.
Oh, you got a space, baby.
I've got a space.
You want me to show you your space?
What?
You want me to show you your spaces?
Maybe.
You're 17?
Yeah, how old are y'all?
When did women become such whores?
Since the 1970s or like something like that.
You ever wear a tie?
A tie?
Yeah.
Yes. No.
The man says you wore a tie once. All right, look, what do you know about garbage use, man?
Like everything.
Yeah? Do you have any
garbage? I love the garbage job.
Oh my god, you're freaking me out, baby. You're freaking me out, baby. You're just doing it to me. God, you're a male, man. Is there a sexier woman than you there?
Sort of, maybe.
Oh, put someone else on.
What?
Put the next woman on.
Okay, hold on just a second.
All right.
Hello?
This is the same woman.
No.
Who is this?
Hello.
This is not a woman.
Yeah.
Is this a woman? Is this a woman?
It is a woman.
Hello? Where is the phone?
This is the father.
This is the father?
Yes.
Where's the son?
The son?
Yeah.
No, son.
Would you like to hear the Holy Ghost?
The Holy Ghost? I love garbage use, though.
Oh, fuck you and your garbage use, man. I just want to talk to the Holy Ghost.
I already know about garbage use.
I got really high once and I talked to the Holy Ghost. Hang on, Will's going to say something to me. Get a girl on the phone with the voices are saying. And make a moan.
Yeah.
Are you guys into faking orgasms at all? Oh god, that explains it right there. I'm gonna go. Bye, ladies.
Hello.
Bye, ladies.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. What a weird conversation. That was what it was.
Dude, you could have like bought in the finger, the fecal finger painter, and
the fecal finger painter. Yeah. I'll put my thumb on my ass and then. I drew a thunderbolt on my chest.
On my forehead.
Like
Harry Potter.
I walk around trains, mate. Oh, the subway trains, mate.
Hang on, I'm calling the last call of the night, which is the guy who doesn't like it when people make fun of when he dresses like a
cowboy clown. Do you do clown parties?
You clown parties, yeah. Boy.
Do you have mother of pearl buttons on your shirt? You are probably definitely a red
mother of pearl. I was going to ask him why he dresses like a faggot. Hang on. As Eddie Garcia, of course.
You've been saved, my son. Maybe break in a father McQuarters and flip him out.
He's like in the middle of it.
Yeah, like put him on.
Got your mortgage broker. Sorry, I can't.
You're my mortgage broker. I was sumptuous of him. Oh, I forget it.
Thank you very much.
Try and crack it. Try and crack it.
Record your message after the tone.
Can't crack voicemail, middleman.
Dude, it's not voicemail.
Yes, it is. It's voicemail. That was voicemail.
You sound like cheesy answer machine to me.
No, you don't know anything. All right.
I know.
Anyway, we're done. Will, thanks for coming over.
No problem, man.
Dude,
this
that was
has been
a
great
comeback call, man.
That was good. Hey, you know what? We turned it around. We did a 180 on your ass, all right? Milkman, thank you.
Flipping on the backyard slide.
Milkman, I said thank you, and I won't say it again. This is your last chance to accept my thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I've got a little bit of lag time here, so it takes me a couple seconds for actually he would say after the time that he actually said it.
Excuse me.
Oh, you know what? Can you do one more call to the convention, please?
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. God damn it. No, I got
to
go.
We
got
to get a number to the NOW convention.
The NOW? They're done.
What?
It's 2 o'clock in the morning.
I'm talking about some other
Dude,
day.
We call like three or four numbers, man. Try one more wake-up call.
No, I'm done. We're out of here. It's over. I got
you know
stuff
your
to do.
Child that years away. We just thought we'd ask.
Nice try. All right. Well, if you're listening on TalkShoe, get ready for silence. PCR, get ready for silence. PCU Radio and MadhouseLive.com.
We picked up some people there.
We did. Oh, look at that. A lot of people on TalkShoe. Hey, thanks, TalkShoe, for all you TalkShoeers. You should have called in. We've never had a caller from TalkShoe. In the future, feel free to call in and tell your friends and listen next week.
We don't ever broadcast a number very often.
No, we don't. But, yeah, maybe next time.
We should push the site or at least the number.
Yeah, let me unmute them all. See what happens if I do that. Hey, what's up, suckers? Oh, that no one's wanting to talk. Who's is that? Oh, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm waiting for my boyfriend to come home.
He's too drunk. He's staying over the night here.
Sure.
Yeah, all right. Take care.
Hi, girlfriend.
All right, bye, Miss Will.
Whatever.
All right, that's Will's girlfriend, everybody. The girl sounds hot in the film. Will's like, I know. Will's like, I better get home.
I would have got some tonight, but no. She's playing stingy.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to swang that thing, honey.
She mad at you? Or
no.
You just, no? Oh, is that,
she thinks she's putting me on punishment but not getting me any.
They don't know that we get it anyway. So. Oh, yeah, baby, yeah, we're on punishment.
That's
uh-huh.
The one song go every morning when I get up.
Let me just go to my little black book here real quick. Call number 2. What's up, baby? There's always a woman. I really hope Athena's asleep and not listening to this. All right, so we're out of here. Anyway, Phil Hendry coming next on the Madhouse Radio Network, or Silence, like I said. Anyway, we're out of here.
Play all the way, please, because
yes.
Quite a few people actually listen to this, and no. Do get excited if you don't let it play through.
Is this? Do people like this? Do people actually like this? Do people actually like the Phil Hendry
I got
bit?
A trick,
yeah, man.
I got a trick for the
I
first
like
couple
it,
of
and
months.
A lot of other people share our taste. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's like prank calls on a different level. It's different. All right. Yeah, we.
I fell for
right,
it for at least a couple
is just
months.
Controversial.
Yeah, yeah. The thing. What happened?
He always plays innocent, and he puts on idiots that he lets pretend like he can't control.
Yeah.
But he's really letting them do it. You know? And that's what's really funny is that people fall for that, and he keeps on just stretching that bit forever.
Yeah. The problem with Phil Hendry is those are off his website. A lot of times they cut them off, for one reason or another. It's not my
bitch.
Fault, but I try to play the ones that are you know as complete as possible. The next one here is actually rather is really complete. It's a good one too. It's
okay. So it's not in our control then. Okay,
yeah, it's
so
not,
now we know that.
I
but
do
at least,
my best.
At least we did voice that concern for our listeners.
That's right. Okay,
here at the most interactive radio show on PCU.
Yeah, in the country and even some parts of the world where you can catch the internet.
International.
Even India.
Internet radio.
We need to call one of those. Like,
try us in our Mevo chat.
I want my job back.
Try us in any of our other instant messengers.
Like our swap matter pluses, you can call us and talk to us on.
Top of the pig. We'll catch you next week, everybody. Later, Milkman. Will. Everybody
top
else.
Of the pig.
All right, good night. Meet me in bed in 5 minutes. Kissing, we'll hear that. There's an order with you.
You're a bomb.